This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Now than ever. Call 713-526-5738 now to make your tax-deductible contribution or pledge online at kpft.org. We need your pledge. You make a huge difference in this radio station when you pledge to KPFT. Again, that number is 713-526-KPFT. Call and make your tax-deductible contribution today. You can also pledge online at kpft.org. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio. KPFT, Houston.
He's a real estate developer with an MBA. He'll gentrify your neighborhood so you can't stay. He is a top man at his craft. He invests with his friends who went to Dalton and Taft in the East Village now. He's buying property. There'll be Ralph Lauren and Bugle Boy on Avenue B. Like Jim and Sue McDougal, he knows Uncle Sam. His previous accounting got him in a jam. A judge has seen him to understand. He got a slap on the wrist, they got a piece of the land, and soon the office will jump at affordable property. There where Calvin Klein and Bugle Boy on Avenue B. I think, double income, no kids driving, sleep foreign cars, no geo prism. In a few years, the hood will have no bugs with Puerto Ricans in them. Toot, and property values jump when he buys realty. They'll drink Starbucks and wear Bugle Boy on Avenue B. Bum, 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 bum.
He has one simple plan for making bucks on Avenue B.
First bring in lots of white gay men. There will be trendy bars and galleries.
And then lure the yuppies, open up as a bars. They will pay $10 for Kugel
on Avenue B. It will be fun when they can slum it with their chums and other straights in gay bars. You can't blow up love if he makes sure his girlfriend's standing with him. Next, clean up the neighborhood for families. He'll make it just like Darien on Avenue B. His lawyers send eviction papers every night. His middlemen make sure you're left without a right. The tenants phone fax, stamp their fee. But you can't send a fax when all your stuff's in the street. But suddenly crime is down, the street's graffiti free. And he will win awards for saving Avenue B. Da, da, thank you. Da-da.
Thank you very much.
Da-da.
I'd like to spank the little people.
Let's move all the poor to Schenectady. I hear there's land available on Avenue C.
In state after state, the legislature wants to regulate human nature. In short, from sea to shining sea, they'd like to tell you who to be. They can pass all the statutes that they please. Acorns won't grow into maple trees. Besides, those differences they hate are the strength that makes this country great. Only fools would write those laws. They simply can't succeed because you can't take the color out of Colorado. You can't take the Mary out of Maryland. As John Philip Sousa said, I can't march if I can't hear the boys in the band. You can't take the sissy out of Mississippi. He's there and he's going to stay. And so QED, it's as plain as ABC. You need us to make the USA.
You can't kick our asses out of Massachusetts or subtract the 10% from Tennessee.
Utah could never be the beehive state if the hairdressers went absentee.
Can't run the homos out of Oklahoma.
No!
It's their home and they won't go away.
In the land of the free, diversity's the key. You need us to make the USA.
Who will never be passé in old El Paso? Who will always know what's new in New Orleans?
Chicago with no chic would be boring in a week. And you can't have New York City without Queens.
Right, you cannot replace those Staten Island fairies. And who'll always keep Santa Fe? Yes, we're proud to state we help make this country great. You need us to make the USA.
Go on, take the Virgin out of West Virginia. Take the orgy out of Georgia, if you must. You can drive the evil out of Wisconsin and leave Illinois' ills in the dust. You can try to take the KY from Kentucky, though I doubt that you'll get very far. But you'll never take the collar out of Colorado.
Don't you realize who we are? With a friendly teller at your bank, with a teacher at your Sunday school, with a guy who fixed your water tank, with a cute new lifeguard at the pool, with a nice young man who bought your car, with a lady singing on the radio. We're your favorite daytime TV star. All kinds of people you already know.
We're doctors, lawyers, movers, shakers, friends and neighbors, policymakers. And remember this about us: America couldn't do. Like Fort Wayne, we're part of America, the beautiful. Remember her fruit and play. We're all marching to a master orchestration, so please let all the instruments play. Just to leave no doubt, one more time we'll spell it out. You need us to make the USA.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the 24th of May edition of After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. Listener-sponsored. And we'd like to make someone a listener-sponsor tonight.
Yes.
For the love of God, please. And if we can find a virgin who's not a slut like the one we've got in here. Hell no, your mics are not on.
And you are?
Disbelieving the fact that someone in there just said they were a virgin.
Oh.
Don't think you can find a virgin hair in there.
Yes, well.
My name is...
The boys are wild tonight. And you are?
Well, if someone's going to call in for the other reasons of the station, I'm not saying my name again. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one. And it is a membership drive tonight.
So if you'd like to drive your membership, 713-526-5738. 713-JAM at Top Bar KPFT.
That's right. We can take care of your membership. Yes, we can.
We'll take it extended payments. We'll even use plastic.
Yes. Or the ever-lovely EFT. Electronic funds transfer.
Usually an EFT will cost you another $40 over on Pacific Street.
Well.
Not that I know the price schedule anymore.
But we are...
We need a farm-to-market report.
Yeah, yes, we do. We are listener-sponsored. We have no commercials, and that's why we have to come to you three times a year and ask for your support to pay for the electricity and the few salaries that we actually do have.
And
most
please.
Of, you know, 95 or more percent of the on-air voices you hear are all volunteers.
You're not paying... you're not paying our salary.
No.
Trust
no.
me. Yeah.
No, not even close. No. We do have to pay Ma Bell. We do have to pay the electricity. We, you know, those kinds of things.
Transmitter.
And yeah, all that kind of stuff. Certain programming that we get...
the BBC.
Out of, yes.
BBC, Democracy Now!, mm-hmm. Free Speech Radio News.
Things like that cost money, but then that's how come we get to be the wonderful radio station that we are, because we have that kind of stuff, and we have local stuff. And
there's some stuffing going on over there.
I've been here over 20 years, and I will always be... an amateur at this. I will never be a professional, and I'm proud of that, because we are bringing you community radio by the people and for the people.
Do you realize you've been here in this station longer than some of these people have been on this earth?
I know. It's sad, really.
I just wanted to remind that of you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Tonight, we've got transgenders on the air. And Melissa and Mel are here. Both of them. Both!
I know.
It's been too long since we've had both of them here at the same time. So this ought to be a fun show. We do not have an After Hours Quickie. Tonight would normally be...
ooh, the Gulf Coast Archive Museum.
Uh-huh. Okay. We're having a boy auction. Yes, indeedy. We will sell anything to get money here for the station. The highest pledge wins a date with your boy of choice.
Hmm. I am single.
And there's a reason for that,
Anyway, where was I? What was I saying?
And if you want to purchase Virgin, please remember we use the British philosophy of it. You're buying it by the pound.
I see.
Who's the boy that's up for auction first?
Me.
No, me.
Hey, what Virgin up for auction?
I came up with the idea.
Anyway, I was saying...
For those of you planning on calling 713-526-5738 for that, go right ahead. For those of you who are planning on waiting until tomorrow and calling 713-526-4000... We're dead air.
Yes, that's right. Anyway, usually on the fourth Saturday of the month, we have GCAM. But the president of GCAM, Judy Reeves, is ensconced on my sofa. She had foot surgery Friday a week.
Well, she's got to quit trying to kick those tight asses.
I knew someone was going to snap it off in there,
right at the ankle.
Well, you know, we got to get money for GCAM too, so, you know, it's tough all over. So, she is there, and our vice chair, Tim Bratcher, is out of town, so we will not have that, but we do
have
transgenders.
Don't you have a title to talk about? You could.
No, I don't.
No.
Not that I want to talk about.
You're a wuzzy.
No, I'm not.
I said title, not position.
I am
and the camp slut of the PWA holiday, the PWA camp out does not count as a
believe
title.
It or not, I was not named the slut of the PWA camp out. There was someone worse than me. Anyway, I am the treasurer of GCAM.
But remember, what? If he's unable to fulfill his duties, the first runner-up will ascend to camp.
They were fine with that. Anyway, we've got some things going on in the community we want to talk about. Later on today, being Sunday, the WIP Society is holding their 10th anniversary run. WIPS, Women in Power Society, providing pansexual leather Levi BDSM fetish legal adult entertainment and social club. Woo! And that's happening at Mary's and Tony's. The entire run is $15 for a pin and brunch and dinner, or $10 for a pin and brunch or dinner. So just run right over to Mary's between 10 and 1 tomorrow. Sign up, have brunch. There will be receptions going on. Mm-hmm. There will be dinner going on. And then later on, everybody will go over to Tony's. Because WIP is, the Women in Power Society, is almost unique in that they're hanging their colors in two different bars.
Yes.
The original bar that they hung their colors in, Mary's, and they were loath to leave that. But they have a new... They're leaving their original colors there. They have a new signage, logo, and they're hanging that at Tony's.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
It's summer and winter bar. I don't know what's going on, but they're great women. Support them.
Do you want to hear a cute story?
I do want to hear a cute story.
Last week, I was over at my parents' house having dinner, and I wanted to remind them that I wasn't going to be there tomorrow, like I usually am for Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
That I was going to WIPS. Well, I forgot to mention it until my sister-in-law was saying my nephew was interested in getting some Indiana Jones toys.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted a whip.
And then you thought, oh, whips.
And so there at the dinner table, she's saying that he wants a whip. And I go, oh, that reminds me, I won't be here next Sunday. And they all looked at me like, why are you telling this, and why does the word whip remind you of that?
Oops. Did you have to tell them?
I explained it was a group called Women in Power Society.
Okay, and you didn't go any further than that, I'm sure.
No.
They didn't want to know.
Probably not.
Okay.
Since the fact that, you know, one of them beat the hell out of me a couple years ago from WIPS.
Oh.
She left.
And then
marks.
Later on tonight.
Yeah.
Later tonight, is the Stella Link Seville Pride Pageant. And this is a pageant to announce the 2008 Miss, Mr., and Ms. Gay Pride Houston titles.
Contestants.
Yes. The event will be held at the BRB, contest beginning at 7 p.m. And I'm going to be in one of the entries. I'm one of the backup people. for one of the contestants.
You're and bringing up the rear in a performance,
something like that.
Ah.
They, you know, when you put it that way, I'm the perfect choice. So that's at the BRB, 2400 Brazos. And that's tonight at 7 p.m. That's going to be fun because that's going to be really, really fine entertainment. Let's see what's going on with ICOH, Imperial Court of Houston. We've got, of course, every Wednesday night is Midweek Madness Show. And this Wednesday is going to be a little extra special because it's the monthly birthday show. So there will be cake and food, folks. Yes, over at EJ's at 8:30 Wednesday night. Then on next Saturday night, there's a special show called We Are Family, an evening of pride, hosted by Jeff Wallace, Rose Smith, Mark Cohen, Chanel Cartier, Craig Farrell, Sarah Scholander, Dennis Watson, Judy Reeves, and Regina Dane. Wow. And that's, of course, a fundraiser for the Baring Omega Dental Clinic and Hospice. That's next Saturday night, May 31st, at 8 p.m. at EJ's. Then, he said as he had to cough in between and take a sip of coffee. Ah, how refreshing. There is going to be a special show over at Tony's Corner Pocket on Friday, June the 6th. And I'm bringing this up, it may seem a couple of weeks away. It's also benefiting Baring Omega, but the name of the show is called A Flash in the Pants. And it's featuring country music singer Jay Stone. Now, hosted by Trooper M, guest appearance by Lisa Whitley. There'll be food and door prizes. And the reason I bring this up is because Jay Stone is going to be a guest on the show next week for our fifth Saturday music show. He's a local guy, and he has got a CD out of mostly kind of country rock, a little bluesy numbers. And he has been very active here lately in the community doing fundraisers. That's how, because he sings live, you know, that's kind of an extra special thing. And he's been using his talents to raise money for charity. So I'm very proud of him, and I'm very happy to have him on the show next week.
And help show off his talents.
Oh, of which he has considerable, I hear. And this came off of, I'm trying to think, I think it was Louis Weekend, about the Houston Area Bear Beer Bust. Sunday, June the 1st, which would be next Sunday from 3 to 7. That's a once-a-month thing at over at Tony's Corner Pocket, 817 West Dallas. Come join the Houston Area Bears for their monthly social at Tony's Corner Pocket on the patio. Check out dubcubed.houstonareabears.com for more info. And the rest, let's see. Then we get into late June, so I'm going to switch it over to you because I know you've got a whole bunch of good stuff over there.
Well, earlier tonight we were over at Dragging Out the Leather.
We certainly were.
The Ripcord.
I was so thrilled to do that because, I'm sorry, I didn't need to take over.
No, it's already happened, so we're not promoting it. You know.
Yes, it already happened, but it was very important for me to be there because that was a history-making event.
And, you know, it wasn't, you know, as dragged out as people would have thought. There was you know, maybe, you know, 10 performers and only three or four in drag.
Maybe more than that, but they were in leather drag.
Yeah.
A lot of them. This was a drag show at a men's leather bar. Now, I don't know about you, but the whole country talks about Houston being unique in that we have a close relationship between the leather community and the drag community. In other cities, they do not mix for some unknown reason. I can't even imagine why not. But there still has always been that taboo about having actual a drag show at the leather bar. So this, I believe, is the first, probably the first in the country, to have a drag show in a leather bar.
Well, they've had some performances where it wasn't a drag show, but they had a show that had a couple of drag performers.
The Gills, when they were performing
I was just going by what Falcon said, but you know, like I
said, what is that? A couple of title shows,
yeah.
Or there's entertainment in between the contestants.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not considered a drag show.
Yeah.
That's just a little light entertainment on the side. And usually it's a group number that features, you know, men with a couple of drag queens.
Yeah, like I mentioned there when, you know, Falcon said, if, you know, the differences between these communities and bringing it together.
There is no difference.
You're wearing costumes of animal skins, whether it's leather from the cow's back or feathers from a chicken.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Don't tell the vegan show I said that.
Honey, it's all drag.
Yeah.
Anything you put on your back is drag. You put on drag to go to work. You know, you put on drag when you come home because it's comfortable for you, and the type of clothing you wear identifies yourself with the type of people you like to hang around, whether it be preppy or leather or whatever.
Nothing.
Or nothing. That's right.
Tomorrow, which is, I believe, Sunday?
Sunday.
E-Recess,
yes.
The Empire of the World Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star Inc. Houston,
uh-huh.
is having a gay pride contest at the BRB. Well, that's the Stelling Seville.
That's the Stelling Seville, right.
Thing. Well, they didn't say it on here, but it's hosted by Ronnie Siebert.
Okay.
June 1st at 8 p.m., really, at the BRB, hosted by Matt Gill and Sherry Harrell.
Oh, two really fine folks over there.
June 6th, 9 p.m. at EJ's will be High Heels and Headliners by J.P. Gill.
Ooh.
June 8th at 7 is Show Your Colors and Soar High at Tony's Corner Pocket, a board show hosted by Emperor Bob Skinner.
Mm-hmm.
And June 13th at 8 p.m. an Evil Bottoms Up at EJ's. And June 14th for the girls too at Club Eden, which I understand is in
Webster. Let me say that, because I wanted to really thank whoever put this together.
Falcon.
It's a wonderful list of all of the ERISA shows for the month of June, and that makes it so much easier for folks like us to be able to promote them. Oh, yes.
Theater New West presents the 10th anniversary production of the Vagina Monologues.
Ooh, yes.
With a unique twist.
Absolutely. A transgendered cast.
So one of the monologues is original. None of the vaginas are.
Oh. Oops. You can deal with Melissa after that.
Featuring Carmen, Stacey Coltmeyer, uh-huh. Julia Christie, Olivier. No, Oliver.
Okay.
Jasmine Pierce, Jennifer Renee Poole, Jorge's...
I read a review by David Groover, who absolutely loved the performance. Oh. And David hates everything. But he absolutely loved it and gave special kudos to...
What?
Jennifer Renee Poole.
Yes.
For her performance.
You can see the Vagina Monologues Fridays and Saturdays until May 31st.
Ooh, hurry.
And it's being held at the Montrose Counseling Center, 401 Bernard. Curtain is at 8 p.m.
Uh-huh.
On that.
I'll bet we'll get a review of that show tonight.
Ooh.
What do you think?
What?
The Vagina Monologues.
What do you mean?
From the transgender segment, you think?
There is a mention of it on their list here.
Uh-huh.
They actually... this is scary. They gave us a list of what they're going to be talking about.
Oh.
Be afraid.
Do we want to know?
Staying in the theater realm, Unhinged Productions presents the Houston premiere of the riotous electronic musical Saucy Jack and the Space Vixens.
Did somebody die in there?
I think she was sleeping.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Sean is not allowed to be on his back in that room.
No, he's not on his back. He's on his side.
Okay, good.
I think he's sleeping.
Saucy Jack and the Space Vixens at the Silver House Theater,
uh-huh.
May 30th through June 21st. Unhinged Productions is proud to present the Houston premiere. In a future universe consumed by eco-warriors and the persecution of plastic, a notorious planet, Frotage 3,
ooh,
offers refuge to the depraved in the shape of Saucy Jacks, a dark and seedy cabaret club presided over by the alluring and charismatic Saucy Jack himself. But all is not well at Saucy Jack's.
No.
Danger lurks in every corner as the cabaret acts are being picked off one by one.
No.
As the show begins, Vulva Savannah,
ooh,
a promising entertainer and torch song singer, is the latest victim of the Slingback Killer.
Slingback Killer?
The heel of a murderous shoe plunged into her youthful chest.
Ooh.
And to the Space Vixens, interstellar super fashion crime fighters, here to save the day by the power of disco.
Oh, my God.
The power of disco compels you. They hit the ground singing with the explosive house anthem, Glitter Boots Saved My Life.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, here are the reviews.
A
haven for hedonistic disco bunnies, said the Evening Standard.
Mm.
Wall-to-wall bad taste and fun. The Rocky Horror Show for the new millennium. The Daily Mail.
Ooh, I like that.
This will be Fridays and Saturdays, May 30th through the 21st, starting at 8 p.m. at Silver House Theater,
mm-hmm.
1107 Chartres.
Ah.
Or Charters.
Yeah, Chartres.
You can find out more information at www.u-p.org. Their email, their website is UP.
Yeah.
It's time for a real man's show to be held this June. Bears, Cowboys, Leather, and all men.
Oh, my.
Pack up your jocks, briefs, or whatever, and come over to EJ's for the first ever Patriarch of Montrose 2008. This is the Patriarch of Montrose, hosted by Mr. Ken Claude,
yes.
Daddy of Montrose 96, Prime Choice 97, Gulf Coast Drummer 97, Texas Leather 99.
Wow.
This will not be a humdrum competition. Lots of skin and surprises.
Oh.
It's a fun show, and it's a benefit for Legacy Community Health Services. For more information, you can contact Morgan Fairview at morgan.fairview@yahoo.com. Look for posters.
Okay.
Cole 45's 32nd anniversary party will be June 8th, 2008, starting at 8. Too many 8s. They really should have waited a month, you know.
Why?
Then it would have been August.
August, in the 8th month.
8.
Yeah, okay.
They definitely have to have a buffet at that if you're going to have all those 8s.
Mm.
At the BRB. Food, Show, and Awards. Colt 45's, a 501c3 charity founded in 1976.
Whoa.
Hence the 32nd anniversary.
Oh, okay.
And 30 years at the BRB. 20 years of the Colt 45's AIDS Trouble Fund, helping PLWAs?
People living with AIDS.
Oh. I'm not used to seeing the L in
there. Oh, okay.
And with rent and utility assistance. For more information, go to www.colt45s.org.
Mm-hmm.
One more announcement you don't have a thing about because
what?
It hasn't been approved.
Oh.
It's time for the 36th annual Louis Pin and Poster Contest.
It is. Oh, yes, it is. It is.
The Houston Council of Clubs is getting geared up for Louis 36 next year. It's the last weekend in
February.
It's 20...
I don't know.
I don't have to look at the poster. We are accepting submissions for the pin and poster. You can go to the website louisweekend.com
mm-hmm.
and get all the information you need for what the specs are you need for both the pin and the poster. Deadline is July 16th. And that July 16th when we meet at the Ripcord at 8 p.m. The contest winner will be announced on July 25th at 7 p.m. over at Tony's Corner Pocket.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, for more information, go to LueyWeekend.com, and you'll find all the information there. Just get in contact with Daddy Lloyd Powell or me, and we will get it all set up.
Okay. And NLA will be bartending at the Ripcord on June the 7th.
Ta-da.
I just picked that up somewhere. I don't know. Is it time for transgenders?
For tea talk?
Tea talk.
Does it mean during the entire show they'll have their pinkies out?
They're drinking it tonight?
They wouldn't have their pinkies out. It's a transgender show. Would be though.
That's right. That is way too Nelly. Okay.
Coming from you saying that something's too Nelly? Oh, my God.
So we have some opening music?
Yeah, we've got opening music and we've got closing music for them. Unfortunately, we have nothing for the middle.
Oh, we'll stick something in.
Because the song they chose, the CD's missing.
Oh, I see. Oh. Well, that's not good. Anyway, while we're doing that, before we do that, we should mention the phone number here.
It's 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
That's right. You know what it is, folks, and you know how we like to do it. Our preferred method is just come on and say, hello, this is Membership Drive, so give us a call at 713-526-5738 because you know that your pledge of support helps keep this station alive and running.
The preferred method was a sling, I thought. Did I miss a meeting?
You must have.
Oh, okay.
And it also lets management know that this show is worth keeping on the air. So, usually, you know, well, many times, when we do that, we just have to say that, and then we can go on with the show, people call in, we get our pledges, we get our goal, and we don't have to worry about it. But there are some times, like, you know, last week was pretty crummy, and we are going to have to talk it up this week. And
we have the vivacious...
Yes.
Big Roy out there.
Big Roy wants to hear from you. He does. He told me that personally.
Please, have Big Roy do something. For the love of God, make him, you know, give it so he has some purpose to live and have an existence. Make Roy do something.
He made coffee.
And you're able to drink it this time. Miracles will never cease.
I don't know what it is.
I can say whatever I want there. He's not listening. No one's listening out there. But... if you don't want to talk to Big Roy...
we have others. We have lots of guys out there.
And you can also go to www.kpft.org, place your pledge of support on fantastic plastic, as they say during the daytime hours. You can do it there safely and securely. Put a little note in there saying it's for after hours.
Or put it on PayPal for PlayPal.
They do PayPal?
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
And then, of course, also the new talk is the stimulus.
Ooh.
Use your stimulus to stimulate KPFT.
I think we could get kicked off the air for doing that.
Nah. Yeah. Been there, done that, have the commemorative T-shirt.
I see. I think it's time for music.
I think it's that button.
Okay. That button.
We're on. Hold on. There we go.
All right. There we are. How's everyone doing? This is Tea Talk with Eminem. It used to be the Eminem show, but Mike is not here with us tonight.
Mike's not here, so it's...
just Melanie and Momo. Mel and Mo. Melmo. Mel and Misty. Melmo.
Wasn't that one of the Hobbits? Melmo? The lesbian Hobbit? That you know.
That would be funny. But, well, I guess... I don't know. Would she be a furry lesbian since she was a hobbit?
You know, I really don't know. I'm trying to get...
How you doing over there? Turn the volume up?
Yeah, I'm trying to turn my volume up because I can't hear myself.
Well, this is Tea Talk, and this is the transgendered segment. We are here every fourth Saturday at this time, same bat station. And we've got a lot of interesting news for you. We got some great music for you to listen to. Thank you so much for that wonderful intro. That is compliments of Miss... her name escapes me now. What's her name?
I was outside when they were playing that song.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We are also raising money tonight. This is a pledge drive. So if you hear anything that you like on our show or you want to participate in helping to promote... listener-funded radio. And
it's a good use for the economic stimulus check that people are supposed to be getting.
That's right.
You can just...
spend some of that money on radio. That's great.
Just peel off a little bit of that cash there. Send it on in.
We've got a lot of things that are going on in the community. And, you know, since I came in the community... I'm coming up on my one-year anniversary of being involved in the transgender community. And we have a lot of things that have happened. We just came off of, as y'all know, the Transgender Unity Banquet. And that's put on by HTUC, the Houston Transgender Unity Committee. And that was a blast. And we're coming up to Pride Month. We've got a lot
Yay
of activities Pride. That are going on. Gay Pride! Woohoo! And, being lesbians, that means an awful lot to us because we are what does Alex call us?
Transbians.
Transgendered lesbians.
Yeah, so we're half of GLBT because we are the L and the T.
Oh, right. So we own 50%.
We have a 50% interest in the
TLGB.
There we go.
Yeah, the T is being put first.
Yeah, I need to get a restaurant that make like a BLT sandwich with guacamole, so it'll be a GLBT sandwich. Yeah. Maybe we could talk one of the local restaurants into making that.
Actually, it would be a BLTG.
Well, it depends on which order you put the ingredients on, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. Melanie, you keep me laughing.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
My job on this planet's done.
That is right. All right, we're going to go to community happenings.
Things happen in the community?
Things happen in the community, believe it or not.
Wow.
And typically we have people who can call in, but this night you can call in and give us some money. We love that. If you would be interested in pledging some money for the pledge drive, that would be awesome to help
or
us.
Or you can give us money directly and, you know, we can go on a vacation, but
well, I think that... I'm actually going on vacation. We'll talk about that later. But we have a lot of things that are going on. I don't know if anyone has heard. There is a transgendered cast of the Vagina Monologues going on. And
believe it or not, I've heard of that.
Oh, my God, Melanie. You've heard of that? Tell us what you've heard.
Basically what you just said. But let's see. I believe it's at Theater New West. I know, well, actually, we both know several of the people that are performing in it. I can't recall the person's name that's actually putting it on. I'm being handed something here. What do you know? This just in. Here we go. A actual ad for it at the Theater New West, which is at, 436? This. I'm trying to read this, and my glasses are really dirty. 436 Hawthorne number 2 is where they're performing at. It says the Vagina Monologues with a unique twist featuring Carmen, Stacy, Colt Meyer, Julia Christine Oliver, who was in the news a while back because, you know, she was the police officer that transitioned.
That's right.
And she is performing in this. Jasmine Pierce, who I do not know. Jennifer Renee Poole, who I've known for quite a long time. She was in TATS when I first got in it. TATS is the Texas Association for Transsexual Support. And now, currently, she is the president of the Houston GLBT Political Caucus.
And she was also elected to a, I believe it's the commissioner, a commissioner post.
Yeah, something with the city of Houston. I don't recall what the exact
zoning
position
commissioner
is called.
Or
yeah, something having to do with the construction and such, because she's worked in the construction industry for a long, long time. And let's see, what was it? Speaking of the Unity Banquet, she was also the MC for the Unity Banquet. So anybody that was there,
quite the character and quite the actress.
Yeah. And then our friend George, who, I don't know, has George ever been on the show?
George has been on the show.
Yeah, he was on the show a while back. And,
I think the second show.
Was it? Yeah.
It's
been,
or third show.
A while.
Yes.
I've been doing the absentee thing off and on from here through various bits of bad luck. But, yeah, so I haven't seen it yet. My schedule's been kind of hectic, especially on the weekends and such. I've been doing a lot of work and other things like that. But there was a I'm not sure where it was. If it was
the Houston
Press.
Yes.
They had a very favorable review of it. Let's see. Actually, it looks like, let's see, I guess they're performing at the Montrose Counseling Center. I don't know if that's, I guess that's where it is. All the performances are there.
Yes, it's the Montrose Counseling Center, and I believe that they only have 3 more shows left.
Yeah, it says, let's see, Friday and Saturdays, May 9th through May 31st, and the had a preview benefit performance on the 8th at the center. But according to this, it says tickets are $20. The seniors, 65 plus, and students with ID card are $15. And well, I had some information here about the benefit performance, but that's moot now since that's already passed. But if anybody's interested in reservations, they have a number here: 713-522-2204. I'll give that number again for those that can't write as fast as I speak, but it's 713-522-2204 if you're interested in checking that out.
Yes, the Houston Press actually, it was reviewed by D.L. Glover, and he said it was an absolute revelation and quite a thrill. When I first saw Eve Ensler's triumphant feminist deification of Down There, a.k.a. the Bermuda Triangle, a.k.a. the Cooties Snatcher, and the few men in the audience slouched in their seats, desperately trying not to be noticed.
Yeah, actually, I got a quick correction for that. I actually seen the original Eve Ensler production when it was in Houston a few years back. Actually, I went to see it on Pride Parade Day with some girls from the GLBT Community Center. We used to have Lesbian Coming Out Night there. And a bunch of my friends, we all went and seen that right before Pride Parade.
Uh-huh.
And the Eve Ensler production was just fantastic. And I've read the book. The book is great. If you haven't read it, recommend picking it up. Yeah, actually, I lent it to a friend of mine who has not given it back yet. But I don't talk to her too much anymore. So I've already read it. So you know, I guess it's probably floating around in the community somewhere. So. But here, Joe Watts is the director of the local show, the Vagina Monologues.
Was that the correction?
That's the that's why I couldn't remember who the director was.
Oh yeah,
that was Joe Watts.
Yes, and it says in the review, desperately trying not to be noticed, but theater impresario Joe Watts is just mad enough to upend expectations and put the guys right on stage. Now the actors are transgendered, male to female and female to male, or in drag. Strange as it may seem, from a work whose very essence revolves around the very essence being a woman, this reversal is an absolute revelation. This version of Ensler's play plays
reveals unexpected layers and plunges deeper into the psyche. You know, a lot of work has went into this. I know a lot of the actors and actresses, and they really put it together real well, I think. Jennifer Renee, she plays the dominatrix. And
this is in the show, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I don't know too much about her personal life, so.
Yes, she plays the dominatrix in the show, and she is very hilarious, they say, with her big O routine. So you'll have to check it out once again. That is Friday and Saturday, May 23rd and 24th. Obviously, you can't see it then, but you can see it the 30th and 31st.
Final show.
Final two shows. Montrose Counseling Center, 401 Bernard Street. And it starts at 8 o'clock. That's when the curtains are up.
Okay. Oh, that's the, yeah, 401 Bernard. Yeah, I guess this other address must be the Theater New West address that I gave, the 436 Author.
Yes, that is. Okay. That's the Theater New West. But the Montrose Counseling Center, it's their new building, and it's really nice. Go and check it out. Also, we have some interesting news. We are the recipients and participants in a very new thing. We have our very first TG Community Center opening right here in Houston.
Yeah, and actually here in Montrose.
Here in Montrose. And that actually is a first. We are unique. We are the first across the country to have a community center solely dedicated to the TG community.
Yeah, actually, here in Houston, we had a TG Community Center several years ago, but it didn't really take off. They had a limited amount of funding for it, and they just did not have enough people organizing and getting things. But it was very small. It was actually in a building that was owned by Susanna Henderson Properties. It's like, I'm not sure what's back there now. Somebody else is using it for business, but.
Well, this center is a privately funded by two donors who have remained anonymous, but it has been said to me that they have identified the transgender community as getting the shaft, so to speak. Yes. And that they are usually at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to getting helped out.
Which is ironic because, like, most of us try and get rid of the shaft. And
And our guy in there is nodding with approval.
That's where I was going for the joke. You know.
Oh, God. Well, Melanie.
Getting the shaft is usually the F to M's.
The F to M's are wishing for it.
Well, yes. Although, that's a whole nother segment.
We'll have to wait for Mike to get back to be the expert on that point of view.
Wah, wah, wah.
You do that rather well.
Do I?
Yeah.
I do lots of things rather well.
That's what I've heard.
Have you?
I've talked to your girlfriend.
Oh, God. Here we go. Go.
I'm not even going there.
Anyway, the Houston Transgender Center has a website now. It's www.tgctr.org, and it gives you some information, and it is maintained by the Community Crossroads Foundation. This is news to me. I just logged on and found out that they have a new board. The Community Crossroads Foundation has been formed just recently, and pretty interesting. They are doing the renovations now. There's pictures on the website. They plan on having an archive. The center plans to be open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 7 to 10, and then Saturdays, 3 to 10. And if you want to donate money, they have a donation site on that, as well as an eBay store where you can purchase things for your money.
You can purchase transgender proceeds.
Not transgendered, but items. For transgendered.
Like transgendered staplers and
I don't know.
Maybe they have a transgender coffee cup.
Well, I actually followed a link, and there was a pair of Montego Bay shoes, size 11.
Oh, so if you're size 11, then.
Well, I know Carolyn wears size 11, so.
Wow, maybe they're hard.
Maybe she donated them.
memorabilia or something. I don't know.
I don't know what size Kristen wears.
I have no idea.
I guess at 13,
she's like a big feet.
Pretty big girl.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't have a shoe fetish, so I never bothered to.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, check it out. It definitely bears some investigation into it. They have a lot of different groups. And actually, the little tag on the website says, the Houston Transgender Center is the only transgender community resource of its kind in the nation. The center is operated and maintained by the Community Crossroads Foundation. Formed in 2008, the center is not only the home of the Houston transgender community, it houses the Houston Transgender Archives, provides free transgendered medical care to indigent transgenders, and hosts all the transgendered meetings here in Houston, events and activities. This is scheduled to be open tentatively July 1st, according to the website. And so if you're interested in checking that out, go to www.tgctr.org. It's really cool. Also, we have May 31st, Vanity's prom. Vanity Studios is putting on a prom, Poodles and Pompadours. And it is a 50s theme.
Yeah, fifties. Yeah, the
50s theme or just regular prom regalia.
I know Vanity was working on a poodle skirt and all that last time I was over there. Not exactly last time, but you know, one of the recent times I was over there, she was like working on her outfit for it and everything.
She has such so they're gonna nice have you outfits.
Know, girls in pooter skirts and you know greasers and things like that. So you know. Which I pretty much have mine, you know, since I ride a bike and everything. All I have to do is just go get a white T-shirt and a glob of Brill Cream or something. I can go as a greaser.
A dabble do ya.
Yeah, something like that.
It's Brill Cream. Brill Cream.
Yeah. My dad used that stuff, which, you know, that's probably why he's bald now.
Well, I don't know. A lot of those old guys tell me that it worked great. They said a dabble do ya. I don't know.
I
prefer and recommend American Crew Fiber for all of those guys out there who are looking for a little styling suggestion.
And that's coming from a professional in the field.
A professional hairstylist, yes. I'm a professional transgendered hairstylist.
So you can do transgendered hair.
Actually, I did do transgendered hair.
Well, you did mine.
If you know Rose, yes, I do your hair. Rose Bowen actually came into the shop today.
Oh.
Yeah, she is on the...
I've known her for a long time.
HTUC board. She is the secretary, and she came in and got her, as they say, ears lowered.
Got her ears lowered.
That's
okay.
That's a professional term. Yes. I don't know what it means, but
I don't know.
What they say.
It's like you're getting your pipes cleaned. I have no idea.
Anyway... Moving on, May 31st, Vanity has a prom, Poodles and Pompadours. You can get information at DiamondTGirls.com. The tickets are $5 per person, and I believe it starts at 8 o'clock, and it is going to be a great event. So if you have a chance, come on out, check it out. Poodles, poodle skirts, greasers, pompadours, whatever you like. And it's supposed to be for that prom that you never had. So if you didn't get a chance to go to your prom, or you just want to relive that moment as you are now, that would be great.
And if anybody's looking for costume ideas, actually I went with a friend of mine to see that new Indiana Jones movie, and it is set in 1957, so there was a lot of good costumes from that period there.
Ooh.
And they actually on the commercials for it, you actually see the guy riding around the motorcycle. He's like the quintessential greaser look with the sort of pompadour kind of, you know, haircut. And
what was that movie called? Was it Grease?
Oh, yeah. The movie Grease. Yeah, that's another really good example for things if anybody's looking for costume ideas and such.
Was that set in the 50s?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm not sure what year or whatever. You could probably...
Let's look it up.
We could look it up. We have the technology.
Yes. Thank you, Apple.
Apple. Take a bite out of an apple and see what it... Well, she'll come up with a worm, we're probably all right.
Okay.
And we can make a whole bunch of, like, chatter and stuff while working, because, you know, dead air's not good.
Yeah, that's right.
Chris, what I could say is, you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
And it's time for you to call in your pledge of support to 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. Or if you're playing around on the internet, you know, stop looking at the porn for a minute. You know,
give 5 minutes is a lot to ask.
Put down the porn.
Okay. Put down the porn. Try placing both hands on your keyboard for a change. And go over to www.kpft.org. Whip that plastic out of your back of your pants. And make a donation online safely and securely. Safe computing is always fun. And you can do that at www.kpft.org.
Or you can always call 713-526-KPFT. And we have one of our lovely assistants, Vanna Whites or Van Roy's.
Yes, we have lovely assistants and Big Roy are out there.
That's right.
Oh, we just...
So I was right on the nose with Van Roy. Yeah, that's great.
We just feel the love.
Yes, and they will be happy to take your money, take your pledges, and get you some lovely gifts. So call in if you like what you hear or if you want to hear more.
And if you don't like what you hear, don't call. We don't want to hear you complaining.
No, please call. Call right. We got a letter earlier this evening from one of our lovely listeners. Thank you so much for writing in. Unfortunately, I don't do pen pals, but we will try to pass it on to someone who can write to you. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate that.
We barely even email each other.
That's right. I'm in college and really busy.
We try to keep in contact. I think we played phone tag for most of this week.
Woo! Well, we were talking about Grease and Poodles and Pompadours, mm-hmm. Vanity's prom that she is putting on from Vanity Studios, and we were started talking about Grease and the costumes, and it is 1958. That's where the scene is set with Danny and Sandy, and so that would be correct, Melanie. Good job. So if you want...
The movie Grease is
1958. During their summer vacation, Wikipedia says. Thank you, Wikipedia. All right. That's what's going on in the month of May. Also, we have some news. Izzy Lopez. She was the young lady who had had a suit against River Oaks Diagnostics, and she was bringing suit against them for wrongful termination. She was the young lady who felt she had been discriminated against after they withdrew a employment offer from her, has settled for an undisclosed amount out of court, out of mediation. They had moved for summary judgment, and the judge denied that and sent them on to mediation, and so they decided to just go ahead and settle out of court. So, all right, Izza. Thank you so much for
more power to you.
Fighting the fight, and congratulations for sticking it to them.
And Issa, if you're listening, you could take some of that undisclosed amount and send it into KPFT as a donation if you'd like.
That's right.
We'll take the money anywhere.
And coming up next month, we have a lot of activities. On June 7th, we have two activities. We have the Tranny Q is an annual transgendered barbecue, but you can come even if you're not transgendered. We're not barbecuing any trannies cross-dressers or anything like that. It's no weird stuff going on. It's just... Yeah.
Although if some barbecue of the trannies end up with barbecue sauce on them, then, you know.
You would probably like that.
I would lick it off for them.
You would probably like that.
Yeah, I would.
So we are going to have vegan fare as well. I hear that they're bringing some best darn vegan chicken, Kristen and Carolyn, board members of the Crossroads Foundation. And also, we will have meat snacks, as George likes to put it.
Meat snacks.
Yes.
That sounds like a euphemism.
He's quite...
Why are you flashing me?
I'm not flashing you, but my skirt is... I don't know, bunching up or something. My flower power skirt.
Oh. Yes. Okay.
And also, later on that evening, at June 7th, that is a Saturday, we have the Summer Lovin' Show by the Gendermen. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the Gendermen, they are a drag king performing group, and they are doing a show, Love Through the Decades, I believe. I had the little card here, but the show is going to be at Numbers Nightclub, and it is $10. I believe that it starts at 10 o'clock.
I don't have it. Yeah, I know you showed me the card earlier, and I don't know if we end up leaving it back at your place or if you put it in your magical bag of tricks there or whatever. But, yeah, speaking of numbers, I was there the other night with a friend of mine, and having a little bit of fun dancing around and things like that, and I discovered that with all the work that I've been doing lately, that my knees really couldn't take a lot of jumping around. So,
wow,
yeah,
there goes the old,
yeah, the age is catching up to me. but yeah, numbers was good. Actually, I think I'm not sure, but I think I actually seen one of the Gendermen there hanging out with his friends. So
it's quite possible. I know that I was volunteering for performing at the Purple Party. It was a fundraiser that we did this past Sunday at the Meteors Bar or Club, and it was a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. It was a great, great show.
I'm a bad lesbian because I have not been to Meteor yet.
You have not? Is it a lesbian bar?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, last I knew it was anyway, and they may have changed, but I know it was pretty popular for a while. I'm more of a chances person.
There's a lot of straight people there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great opportunity to raise money to promote Planned Parenthood and all the wonderful things that they do. You know, they go out and talk about protection, birth control, female health, and rights. I know that is the big issues. And just general safe practices, practicing safe sex. So.
Yeah, because I heard an interesting thing. I think it was George Carlin, actually. He said, notice the women that are against abortion are usually the women that you wouldn't want to get pregnant in the first place?
No comment. George Carlin said a lot of things. That's all I'll say.
I like George Carlin. I think he's hilarious.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately, we can't quote it. Although that, actually, they have a list of rules here that all the things that we can't say on the air that sound like it just came almost right off of his seven words you cannot say.
That's right.
But, yeah,
he said
Chris is
the seven words you can't say was played on WBAI Pacifica Network for Houston, for New York.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the case that went to the Supreme Court, which was Pacifica versus United States.
Ah.
So, the Pacifica Network is well known for obscenity.
Wow.
Oh, so. Hell yeah.
That is... How did that turn out?
Against us.
Against? Wow.
Yeah.
That darn FCC.
Yeah. So, no, that's one of the things with the station that... You know, that was the free speech argument was made by Pacifica Foundation when they played the unedited version of Carlin's seven dirty words.
Oh, is that part of his act?
Yeah, it was in part of his act called the seven dirty words that you can't say on television, and it was played on the WBAI. So that was 30-something years ago.
But I'm sure you could find it on YouTube now.
Well, he was quite the colorful character.
Well, he's updated it now for the new words you can't say.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So yeah. Well, last time I seen it, he changed it to the words you can't say all the time.
Yeah.
Because now that some of those originally words you can actually say on television now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of them have gotten a little bit cleaner, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or just the world's got a lot dirtier.
Either way.
Wow.
It sounds fun to me, though.
Yeah, I remember George Carlin. Didn't he have a TV show? He was a cab driver.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think he had some.
I remember on Fox Network. I watched
him. Which is known for its liberal programming.
Well, the entertainment portion is. Yeah. You know, the news ones are...
Another story.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But,
another story that will be distorted at a later time.
Yeah. That is right.
But yeah, back about the tranny queue, I went to the one last year, and it was good.
I heard you stayed quite late.
Yeah, actually, I did. Because it was at Chris's house, and yeah, we should, you know, stayed there. Well, you know, stayed there and had, you know, we had good conversation with him and his wife, and dished on everybody, you know, talked a lot of trash, of course, but yeah, it was, you know, I mean, nothing freaky went on or anything, and well, unfortunately, but yeah, it was a good time. But when everybody was there, when I know you, you left with your sweetie to go to dance or something like that at your church, I believe.
Yeah, we had a prom, actually.
Another prom? Night.
Yes, it was a fundraiser for the gospel choir.
Mm.
They were going to conference for MCC.
But yeah, it was pretty good. But they had, you know, I remember there's plenty of grilling. The FDM guys got to run, you know, they run around, you know, like some of them shirtless and...
Yeah, you know, I will be grilling this year.
You're grilling this year.
I have signed up to man the grill.
Or woman the grill.
Well,
or,
whatever.
I'll sign up to grill the women.
I'm gender non-specific.
Gender non-specific?
That's right. Says female on my license, but I am a transsexual.
Yeah, well, I was making the joke earlier. I said that I'm 90% butch, but you can't say it on the radio, but I have one thumbnail painted red. None of the other fingers are painted, so that's that was my joke, that I'm 90% butch and 10% femme.
Well, if you want to see her painted fingernails, come on out on Pride Day. That's June 28th. I'm going to try and talk her into coming out to be in the parade.
I'm not going to be with the transgender community. I'm going to be with the Montrose Motorcycle Riding Club.
Oh, hey.
I'm actually going to make a contraption to rig it, to carry a sign on the back of my motorcycle. So that's going to take a little bit of engineering. But yeah, we're trying to see if we can get the lead off the parade. I don't know. We may be like in the middle somewhere, but that's what I'm going to be doing.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I've already got a person to ride with me.
So ooh.
I get a big, like, 4-hour long hug out of that, I guess.
Ooh, I'm sure you won't be complaining about that.
I won't be complaining, you know.
And who is this mystery rider?
Huh?
Who is this?
Oh, her name's Christina.
Christina.
You've probably met her.
Have I?
Maybe. I don't know. There's so many people in the community.
Well, come on out and check us out Pride Day. The transgender float will be somewhere in there as well. Yell and scream for us.
It'll be the one with the trannies on it.
We'll be throwing stuff at you, and hopefully we don't bonk you in the head. I know last year it was my first gay pride float / parade, and it was absolutely incredible. It's something that I've never seen, nor will I ever forget. So come on out. That's June 28th. It's a Saturday. And I believe it starts at 8 o'clock.
I believe that's when they kick off. It's 8 o'clock when the first floats roll out.
Yeah.
And it usually takes at least an hour or so to get them all, like, past the starting point. And it's, like, quite a bit.
It's about 10,000 people.
There's amazing the amount of people that are out there. One of the wildest things, like, a lot of people watch it and stuff. When you're actually in the parade... you know, it starts down around, like, Hazard Street or something like that on Westheimer. And it goes down, and then when Westheimer makes a little jog over by that, what is it, Liquid, or that store there that sells, like, the trendy clothes and the...
Yes, Liquid.
Thing. You know, Westheimer makes a little jog there and then goes straight, you know, heads down towards, actually, Montrose. Once you make that jog, and it's like the amount of people just multiplies by like 10. It's just packed there, and they just go crazy. And, you know, it's just amazing, just the energy of all those crowds there. It's just a really wild time.
So come on out and join us. We are going to go. We are going to be listening to a song selection this evening. It's from The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. This is a song that I picked out. And it kind of relates to what we're going to be talking about, Melanie's rant moment.
I see what you wrote down here as a description for it, but unfortunately we can't say that on the air.
Yeah, because that's one of the seven words. But Melanie's going to talk about us.
I will
and
refrain
how,
from using those words.
We are people, but she's not going to be saying one of the seven words. This is I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
We got a pitch.
Yeah, we do.
We got a pitch?
Yeah. You know,
pitch it. Well, wait a minute. I got a question. Who's pitching and who's catching in there?
Hey.
Well,
this is a clean radio show and the drunk guy's gone. So.
Okay, catcher. He was a pitching. He's a utility player.
Okay.
So it's a shortstop, I think.
Oh, my. No,
there was no shortstop out over here.
No, I was talking earlier about how sometimes we open the show and just say it's a membership drive. And call in your pledge of support, and then we can go ahead and do a show. And there are times that people do that. They call in, and then we don't have to interrupt the show. We can do a full show. But there are times, like tonight, that it doesn't happen that way. So we have to come back and talk to you and try to convince you that this show is worth your money.
And, you know, we... The show's been here for 20 years. Jimmy's been here for 21 years. Jimmy's been here 20. I've been here 11-ish.
Yeah.
We come here as volunteers. We don't receive any remuneration for it. You know, I come in from Willowbrook area. Jimmy...
I come from, like, two streets over.
But this show has an important message to bring, and that is, you know... We live in a great time. We've got the possibility of marriage being accepted. We've got a chance of...
Do you have any idea how impossible that sounded when this show first went on the air? When this show first went on the air, we were concerned with getting people out of the closet. That was the big deal. Come out of the closet.
Was that when Anita Bryant came to town?
Yes. Well, that was in 1977 when she came to town. So this show started in 1986. But still, for Texas, it was come out of the closet. And once they know us, you know, all the mystery will be gone. And that is taking place. And Now
we have a chance of...
Now we have marriage.
Possibility of marriage being passed.
Yes.
Possibility of not having to be discriminated in work. But there's still elements out there that where we can be harassed and attacked for. And we like to have fun on the show, but we do have a serious time. We do know when we have to get down and let you know that... what our community is about. And it's a great resource to be able to have this because, you know, you can find a lot of stuff on the internet. But if, for the younger ones out there who want to find out about the community, parents might have the filters on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
They may have it where it tracks wherever they go. And so you can't be out that way. You can't find out anything on the internet. You know, got a friend of mine who works for DirecTV, and he said he had a woman call in once and said she wanted to have logo BET and BBC removed from her lineup.
Whoa.
And you have people out there like that who, you know, block those channels.
Mm.
And so the people who want to find out about our community, you know, I'll be honest with you, logo doesn't do the greatest job in the world of... showing a positive look, but it's something.
It's something. It's the only thing we have.
Yeah. If you're hungry and you're starving, a saltine looks pretty damn good. And logo is working on being a Ritz cracker.
Yeah, it is.
Not to say that we're filet mignon here. But we're an honest, non-homogenized look at the queer community.
Absolutely.
We're not radio with a twist.
No.
You mean you're queer?
So queer.
We have the photos to prove it.
I've seen.
No, but we come here every week and bring you 3 hours of queer life. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah. You hear music you're going to hear nowhere else. Because we play queer artists.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sit there and hold up Madonna and Justin and Cher and even Elton.
Even Elton and We don't play Melissa that often either.
But we give you a slice of our community that you're not going to find anywhere else. And the great thing about radio is this. You can walk into any one of these stores that say that anything in the store is 99 cents, $1, $1.09, whatever. And for $2, you get radio.
Mm.
We're not talking about a $50 television. We're not talking about a $100 cable bill. We're not talking about $45 for internet access. For $2, you get an FM radio and four batteries to run it. And that gives people an opportunity to find out what this community is about. It's a great power to have that people can hear radio. You're not downloading an MP3 where everyone will know what it is. You're not tuning to a television station that's blocked. You're not going to a website that sends mommy an email saying he looked up the word gay.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you can listen to and not have to worry about who's hearing it. The earbud, I mean, I started listening to this show with what was called a pillow speaker. It looks like a diaphragm on a 20-foot cord. And that you could, it was just a speaker that was, that you could put on your pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sound would come through the speaker and you could hear the show. That's how I started listening to this show. And we know there's people out there who are physically sitting in closets listening to the show, are under the covers listening to this. The youth and the not-so-youth.
And not-so-youth.
Who are taking this opportunity to find out just something about it. To find out there's people out there who know what it's going through. Know what it's like to be picked on and pushed in school and called faggot and queer. And being beat up and attacked for it. And let them know that they're a human being. And they deserve a lot more than what they get. That's what we are about here. Yes, we have fun. We go over the line. Lord knows we go over the line.
We sure do.
But when it comes down to it, we're talking about stuff of people's lives, their mental health. And we need an outlet like this. It's 713-526-5738.
We have had the transgender segment now since 1994. It was started by Sarah DePalma. And I remember way back when she had trouble getting guests because transgender people were not really out or wanted to be out. And in fact, it was several years before she could get any F to M's on the show at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember Sarah was one of the first of the hosts that I, before I became a regular here,
mm-hmm.
I've always lived out in Klein area. When I first started listening to the show, I was actually living across the street from Klein High School with my family. Sarah was the first host that I made sure I drove in here on one of her shows to meet because something changed. I used to listen to the show, and when I heard it was a transgender show, click. Turned it off. Then I started listening to it. And I came in here the one day to tell her, specifically, just so that she knew, she changed one person's mind. Mine. And that's the important thing. If you get one person to think a little differently, to open up your mind, open up your heart, open up your wallet. That's an important thing of what this station does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, between the youth out there who's questioning or not sure of where they are or who they are or what they want to be, to the MBBs, our men behind bars, who are either went into the prison system knowing that they were gay or
bi,
or have, you know, homosexuality by not by choice. that's been thrust upon them.
Institutional homosexuality.
That they're questioning now. Yeah. We're here for them, too. We're here for that straight person down the street who just wants to hear a good talk show.
Or to just hear what those crazy queers are doing tonight.
Hey. But the important thing is that we are here to entertain, to educate, to inform, to irritate, irascivate.
Yes, we do all of that.
Irrationalize.
Make you laugh.
Yes, especially laugh.
Because we don't have to be all serious. We don't need to be serious. There's times to be serious. There's times to have fun.
You just want to have fun. That's right.
That's what we want to do. 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
713-526-5738. Big Roy is waiting to hear from you.
Or you can go online to kpft.org. Place your pledge of support there. And, you know, show management that something around here is important.
Yes.
You know, we have 5 hours of queer programming every week. Yeah, that Radio with a Twist has 2 hours. It's not really queer.
No.
Not all that queer.
Not all that queer.
Yeah.
Queer light.
Yeah. It's homogenized homosexuality. They blend it, pasteurize it, and put it out as a product for everyone to enjoy.
We're real people.
We are reality.
We are.
Radio.
Exactly. We are.
We, you know, we will come in here, and if need be, and we're talking about stuff, we'll open up our hearts. I think everyone on this show, at one point or time in their life, or their time on this show, has basically came in here, ripped open their chest, and threw their heart down on the table, and gave you it all.
Yep.
I know. I know. I've gotten on that soapbox a couple of times myself. But that's important to we think to let people know that you're not alone out there. That, you know, there are good stories, there are bad stories that come out of this. You know, that sometimes the coming out process is difficult, dangerous, but you don't have to be alone. You don't have to be afraid of what will happen. So it's 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. I think I heard a phone or two ring in there, so we appreciate that.
Mm-mm-mm. Thank you so much.
So why don't we step out? We'll let you all go back to Tea Talk, and come back later. When we'll pitch some more, and then we'll go into Roundtable afterwards, but you guys can still have some time.
All right, cool.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for talking about that, and really, you know, we appreciate the opportunity to be able to come to you, and for those of you who are listening and taking the time out of your evening to listen to us rant and go on about the transgender community, or, you know, really appreciate you taking your time to listen. And, you know, we appreciate that. And
yeah.
Actually, my girlfriend, she's listened to the show. She actually said that she was listening at age 16. So, you know, when they were talking about that, people listening in at a young age, questioning, not really knowing, that's a big truth there. So if you get the opportunity, you got a couple bucks you can spend once a month, call in 713-526-KPFT, 713-526-5738. We appreciate every dollar. If you can even just give a dollar, that would be great. And I want to say hello to Josh and Ellie out there. Josh is recovering from having his appendix removed. God.
Oh, that can be painful.
Yeah.
But it's better than leaving it in if there's a problem.
Well, they're watching The Matrix, though.
They're watching The Matrix?
That makes it a little better.
So there is no spoon.
Yeah.
And those people that watch The Matrix will get that one. But one of the things that Chris was mentioning earlier is mentioned Sarah De Palma. Yeah, when I first started coming down here, I've been a guest on the trans show, like off and on, for quite a while. Probably, I think I first started coming around sometime.
Years ago.
Yeah, it was like probably like 93, 94 or something when, like that, maybe.
Started in 94.
Yeah, so it was,
so you
yeah,
you so were here early.
Yeah, so I was here off and on. So it was Sarah, then Monica Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
What was I know Beth Richard did for a while. Beth, if you're listening,
Beth was a guest many yeah. times, and she was the host for a very short period of time because she ended up moving to Dallas.
Yeah, and I really miss her. She was one of my friends I used to hang out with.
Oh, yeah.
And she was just a really, really cool person. I wish she was still in the area.
Yeah.
Melissa really get hooted out
of it. Kristen Williams.
She was a host for a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Let's see. Katrina Rose.
Katrina Rose. Oh, my God, yes.
And
I think of her because she was here so many times as a guest, and I have a magnificent photograph that she took of me. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I have it framed. It's
yeah, she was a good photographer.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the stuff that she's done. Kristen...
But she,
I'm just having a
she just had
heart,
she Katrina just had a wonderful point of view.
Oh yeah, yeah. I used to hang out with Katrina all the time. I've actually
known everybody here.
Yeah, I'm one of those sort of like background people in the community. I've like done a whole lot of stuff, but I don't get out there and wave a flag or point a spotlight at myself and
mm-hmm.
stuff. But there's that, and what was it, Vanessa?
Edwards Foster.
Yeah, Vanessa Edwards
mm-hmm.
Foster. And it's like, you know, they used to do that. And I've hung out with most of the past
have.
Hosts and stuff on there. So I guess I was actually almost before Beth took over, I almost like threw my name in the hat back then. Actually, when Sarah was talking about stepping down
mm-hmm.
from doing the show, I didn't have the amount of time and energy to put into it. But
are you surprised at the amount of time and energy it takes to do just this one segment?
I am. Yeah, I have to tell everybody this. 90% of the preparation that goes into the show is done by Melissa. I kind of show up and say, okay, well, I have a vague
here?
Idea of what I want to do tonight,
uh-huh.
and. Other than that, she does all the research and everything, and gets all the papers together and the agenda and everything. And I just kind of come in here, act like I'm half out of my gourd, and just spout whatever kind of things that come off the top of my
head. I'll just wing it.
Yeah, that's pretty much that's my agenda for the evening. I'll just wing it. We'll talk about whatever comes up.
And of course, but, me being anal retentive that I am, I say, no. Let's put this.
What are you, a Virgo or something?
Actually, I'm a Pisces.
Oh, okay.
Well, with Scorpio rising.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's good and bad, I guess. I'm a Leo. I'm just like, I'm here.
So, Melissa, when's the first time you heard this show?
Actually, I have not heard the show previously until coming on here.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I had to tell her. I was like, I need a co-host. Do you want to do it? And then, so, you know, she's really exploded onto the scene.
Well, when I first heard about it, it was announced, and I was thinking about doing it. Melanie said that she wanted to do it, and we talked about it, and
mm-hmm.
we decided to be co-hosts, and we wanted to do it. And
you two
down.
Were perfect together, because you have the dichotomy of the two of you. It's
we have the whole Butch and Femme thing going on.
You do? Oh,
She tries to claim to be Butch, but didn't we go to Chances one time and you're like
the only person
in there with a purse and a skirt, and she's like, I'm Butch.
Yes.
It's like, you know.
I don't know. I try not to confine myself to one box, but
I'm telling your girlfriend.
I do own a screwdriver and a hammer, damn it. I do, and I can use it.
Do you?
She uses the chip ice.
Okay, how about a history lesson here?
Yes.
Chisel ice.
Back in the 50s and earlier.
Am I allowed about to that?
In the lesbian community.
Okay.
There were femmes and butches.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, because there was lots of role playing
mm-hmm.
back then in lesbian couples. And for the very few women who did not identify with either Butch or Femme. Do you know what they were called? Nope.
I have no idea.
The term was Kai Kai.
Kai Kai.
Kai Kai. K-A-I-K-A-I.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
That means neither Butch nor Femme.
Oh.
So would I qualify as the Kai Kai?
You know, you say that, but you are so Femme-y, honey.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
you're
yeah.
almost as Femme-y as,
oh, yeah.
as Jimmy.
Yeah.
Nobody's that Femme-y. I'm the gayest man in town.
I am wearing a skirt.
With a big old faggy voice. Yeah.
yeah. She's wearing a skirt and her little, her pink bracelets.
Yeah, you know.
On that.
You are really girly.
I'm a hairdresser.
yeah. I'm Kai Kai. Yeah, it's like, here, I just changed the spark plugs in my motorcycle before riding in
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and I think that this illustrates a perfect point, you know. Melanie was talking about us just being regular people.
Yeah, exactly.
Earlier.
Exactly. That was supposed to be my rant du jour. That we're talking about. You know, there's all this stuff on the you know the media that you see the portrayals of like trannies on TV and things like that. And even when they pick like you know if they decide to do like different movies and things like that, or they pick the most sensational stories and stuff. It's like when they did the. The whole, it's like the soldier's girl about Calpurnia
yeah.
Adams and everything like that. And, you know, she's kind of become a sort of celebrity in the trans community and stuff. But a lot of,
I knew Calpurnia.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I've never met her in person. She seemed like she would be pretty pleasant. But the thing is, it's like there's, you only see a small snippet of people in the trans community and, the truth is, like, you know, we are just regular people. I've had all kinds of different jobs and things like that. I've been everything from a security supervisor to a nanny to, I'm delivering flowers. I've been an internet development officer for a friend's company and different things like that. But, you know, what's a tranny do today? It's like, I woke up at, like, I don't know, got up at like 11 because I could actually sleep in today. I got up, mowed the yard, and then came in, watched TV. My roommate got home. He's taking a class to learn how to ride a motorcycle because he wants to buy one. So I went out and we shopped for motorcycle helmets and, you know, ate at Arby's. And then...
did you ring the bell?
Huh?
Did you go through the drive-thru?
No, we went in. We went there, and then we went to this little place out in Katy that sells frozen custard that is really good.
Mm.
And if you ever Momo, if you
is
ever
it Ritter's?
Out, Ritter's.
Mm.
Yeah, you've heard of it.
I've been there. They have great
yeah,
custard.
This is the first time. My roommate has lived out there for like 5 years, passes the place like every day, had never been until today.
Well, I'm on a diet, so I couldn't be going there now.
Yeah. Yeah, I had time, but it was really good. If anybody's out there, it's over off of Fry Road. It's really good. It's like way better than ice cream or frozen yogurt or anything. But we had that. I came back. We watched like a movie called The New Guy, which it's got Eddie Griffin in it and stuff. It's like it's been out for years, but it's funny. But you know, watched a DVD. You know, went out there, changed the spark plugs in my motorcycle because it needed to be done. And talking on the phone, a friend of mine, you know, Melissa plays World of Warcraft too. Yeah, we're all a bunch of gamer geeks, and like, you know, we're.
That's right.
I'm talking to a friend of mine on the phone about like the guild in World of Warcraft or trying to start, and then I, you know, head on over to Melissa's and you know, eat some pizza and. You know,
type out the show.
Watch her do all the work for the show while I like you know dozed off on the couch. But it's just, I mean, you know, the thing is, it's like, you know, we're just really everyday people. It's just, you know, the fact that we're transgendered makes us, you know, highly unusual, you know, to some people. But I mean, it's, you know. We go through the transition process and stuff, and, you know, we just become regular people. We're not, you know, running down the street waving flags and, you know, doing whatever, taking over the planet from our secret underground lair or anything like that.
But I will put a asterisk there. I was actually downtown at the Hilton Americas protesting the HRC dinner, and I was waving.
Good for you.
Not a flag, but I was waving a sign protesting the unfair treatment and unfair promotion of the INDA bill.
I would have been waving a finger, but that was me.
About 11 of my transgendered community people who were brave enough to come out. And do you know they had the riot police out there?
I heard about all that stuff. They called the cops on them like we were going to be some angry pitchfork wielding mob or something like that.
And I was actually harassed by the police officers myself because I was marching back and forth in front of the hotel the whole time. And they said, ma'am, you can't be doing that. But, you know, even protesting, we're still regular people.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, yeah, we protest for political reasons and stuff, but then again, other groups that have a beef about something will protest. I mean, that's just a regular thing, you can be whatever. It's like, it's just one of those things. It's like, we get out there in the public eye, but, for this reason or that, but a lot of things are just, you get up in the morning, go to your job.
Mm-hmm.
Do your thing, come home, eat some Cheetos, watch TV.
Make sushi.
Whatever. Make sushi, yeah.
Yeah.
Curry. Ew, you don't like sushi?
No.
Why not? He's not into the fish, so.
What about curry? Do you like curry? I'd make a mean green curry.
I like Thai food.
Do you like Thai food?
Oh, yeah.
Curry is Thai.
No.
Yeah,
that's
we
Indian.
Have... No. We have curry at the Thai restaurant where we eat.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Thai Cottage.
Oh.
Yeah, they make great curry.
Who knew?
Yeah. I didn't know. I'm like, to me, Thai food is like, just rice. I don't know. It's all the same to me.
Mm, it's good, though.
Spicy stuff.
Yeah, and they have the Thai, I don't know. It's the uncooked rolls. The vegetarian rolls with the rice paper and
I do like that.
Yeah, and they could serve it with the peanut sauce and the fish.
Oh
sauce.
Yeah,
I love that.
Oh
I love that
love
peanut
it.
Sauce, peanut chicken, and stuff like that.
Okay, so what's that phone number
for the?
No, for the station.
Oh, that's 713-526 KPFT. 713-526 KPFT. $2, a half a gallon of gas.
$2.
Okay.
Make you holler.
$2.
Is that
we'll
your slogan,
keep us
Jenny?
Going. $2.
No, my slogan is, since 1966, still only $15.
So you can donate your $15 to the
half of a cup of Starbucks. So if you can forego your Starbucks for one day a month, that would be great.
Yeah, Starbucks, two coffees at Starbucks would be about $15, it seems like now.
Call in, give us some money, help us keep the station on the air, listening to this wonderful programming.
Well, I do have some good news to report.
What do you have? Do you have someone to thank for donating some money?
Other than Paul, who donates every pledge drive. And has been doing it for years.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you, Paul.
We've got
a
pledge of support from Wayne and from Robert.
Thank you,
Wayne and Robert.
Both of those two.
And thank you, Robert.
Yes.
You guys are awesome.
And it's getting us closer to the goal.
You rock.
Getting us closer.
Yes, every little bit helps.
That's right. We still need a couple of more calls. 713-526-5738.
That's right. And, if you call in and pledge some money, I think that do they get a write-off? I don't know.
Jimmy could probably answer that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because Pacifica, isn't that a, like a 501?
We are a 501c3 organization.
So, yeah, they can actually take that as a deduction.
That's right.
If you call in, you can actually deduct that.
Yes.
And get that off of your taxes.
Yeah, because I know they'll send you, you get a little receipt or something like that when they, I don't know, I've got the things in the mail before when I pledged in on the pledge drives and stuff. So they, you get actual paperwork and stuff that you can send in.
Yeah, that's great.
All that fun stuff.
Great way to offset those taxes. That is 713-526-KPFT. We appreciate every little bit that you can give us. We want to remind you, we've talked about a lot of things tonight. We've got the Tranny Q that is coming up June 7th. It kicks off Pride Month here in the transgender community. We will not be barbecuing transsexuals, but we will be barbecuing with transsexuals. So if you're interested in some meat or some veggie snacks,
I think a lot of people out there in the lobby are interested in some meat, but
well, that's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
Have you heard Go Vegan Texas? I listened to
Vegan
that.
Texas?
I actually listen to KPFT during the week. Go Vegan Texas is a great show. I love that.
Yeah,
support
I
that.
I don't get a lot of radio listening in, mainly because I don't own a radio except for my little iPod that dies on me all the time. So
yeah.
I actually has my stereo died on me a while back, so I never bothered to replace it.
And but, what is that show that's on right before our show?
I really couldn't tell you.
That guy, he was playing patriotic music.
Yeah, he was playing some.
I love his voice. He's got a great voice.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what his name is. I was outside at the time having a conversation with some of the staff and people here at the station. And
well, there's a lot of great things that go on here.
Politically incorrect and stuff.
Also, there's something that is going on. I don't know if you are part of any teaching organization, community organization, or just you have a group of people that you want to have us come speak to. I am actually spearheading part of my project this year is putting together a speakers bureau. And
this is for transgender information.
This is for transgender information.
Because I've been on a couple of those. We did a in-service day at the Montrose Counseling Center one time on transgender issues. And I've also been to Sam Houston State University and for one of their, I don't remember the exact subject. It was one of the psychology classes, or
and we actually went to DWU a couple of weeks ago and spoke to a group of about 45 nurses, myself, Mike, and Lily. And you know, it's really just anything. I've spoken to Dow Chemicals, Dow Corporation. Their GLBT employee group, just to educate them about transgender issues.
Because one of the things with, I was talking to someone that is in the medical field, and they said for doctors, they, you know, at least at the time anyway, I don't know if it's changed, but he said out of the, you know, all the years that they're taking, going to school and medical school, they only get to, you know, taught about like transsexual issues and stuff about maybe an hour out of all that time as about it, and they basically get just ran through whatever little blurb there is in the textbook they have. And the having the opportunity to actually have you know, real transgendered people come into the class and be able to answer questions and stuff, because a lot of people you know, as far as they know anyway, they've never met a transgendered person before, or not, let alone have a chance to actually ask them questions or things like that. Now, the truth is, most likely, they have met a transgendered person before and didn't know it. Because,
that's right.
As I was talking,
a lot of people,
you
know, go stealth and don't share that history.
Yeah, and one of the things is the fact that I was talking about us being regular people. You know, it's like we are everywhere, and you know, you can go to the store, you can go, you know, go to the doctor, the person, you know, your bus driver, the person selling you shoes, the girl cutting your hair, the one delivering your flowers, you know, cooking your food at a restaurant, the person, you know, guarding you while you sleep.
Doing your taxes.
Doing your taxes, your lawyer, your
investing your money. Lawyer, doctor.
All those, it's like, you know, there are a lot of transsexuals in Houston that are just living their lives, doing their jobs, and things like that. And, you know, they're not like the ones, you know, a lot of the examples you see on TV or the bad talk shows and stuff. They pick the people that really do not pass well, and that, you know, so people can visually see, oh, yes, there's a transsexual. And the ones you don't see are the ones that do pass really well. And it's like, for example, well, you, for example, it's like, you know, when you're at work, whatever, you know, no one has any clue that you're transgendered. And the same with me. And so we go through our lives, and, you know, you can
until
sit
I tell
there,
them.
Yeah, until you tell them.
Crack they, their mug.
Yeah, they don't have any idea. I've got friends that I've had for like a long time. Like my friend Shanna, I'd known her for years, and you know, one time I don't know, just and it wasn't really anything that was important enough at the time to really tell her. The subject came up one time, and I told her, well, by the way, I'm transgendered. And she was really cool. I mean, she was just like, oh, well, that's just one more thing I know about you. But, you know, it was not sort of any, like, oh, my gosh, kind of thing, because she just didn't see me any different, you know. But there's a lot of people, unfortunately, when they find out that you're transsexual, then they always have to look at you funny or something, like you're going to, you know, pull a rabbit out of your hat or turn green or something at any moment.
Or infect them.
Yeah, like it's catching or something.
I know,
like transgendered zombies or something.
What
like
is that? Gynophilia.
What is the? Oh, the. Oh,
the term from.
Oh, are you talking about that? What is it called? The that theory that transsexuals transition because they get sexually turned on by the idea of turning into a woman.
That's right.
Yeah. I heard of that theory. I'm trying to remember what it's actually called. Someone came up with that theory one time, and I was like, you know, it just, that doesn't hold water.
Autogynophilia.
Yeah. I heard this, and you know, in my opinion, that is just such
ludicrous.
A crock. It's ludicrous because it's like...
DSM-4?
I don't know. It's like, you know, they apparently have enough people that got behind this crackpot idea that they got it in somewhere. But, I mean, I'm sure there are probably some people out there in the world that have some kind of bizarre transformation fetish or something like that. But, I mean, I'm sure you feel the same way. I didn't transition because I was getting some kind of sexual kick out of it. You know, I did it because I really didn't see any other choice in the direction my life was going. It, you know, when you basically when your brain is wired one way, and your body doesn't match that, it just causes, you know, an amazing amount of stress.
Well,
and
you know, that's just it. Is that's what a lot of the major medical professionals think, is that it's some sort of sexual fetish, when really the medical studies have shown that it actually has nothing to do with that at all. That it's more of a brain chemistry issue where, you know, our bodies are not lined up with our gender that we have internally.
Yeah, and like a lot of people I know actually, when they transition, they actually, their sex drive goes down quite a bit.
Yes.
And, you know,
mine included.
Yeah, mine hasn't, but that's just me. But you know, that's just because, you know, I find people incredibly sexy. But
do
but,
you?
Yeah. Yes,
wow.
I do. Including you, by the way, and your girlfriend.
And
very sexy.
Well, we thank you for that. Well, and part of the whole purpose of this is, you know, if you have someone who needs someone to come and talk to your group, to educate a little bit You can go to htuc.org and just shoot them an email. My name is Melissa, and I am starting the Transgendered Speakers Bureau, and we will get some people together and come out and educate you and your group, whomever that may be. I know I've been to the Jewish Community Center. I've been to colleges. Melanie's been to colleges. We've spoke to medical professionals, counselors, counseling professionals, nurses, doctors, you name it. So if you would like to know more, you would like to get a little in-depth, get some information and some presentations and get your questions answered, that's htuc.org, and that would be great. Next month, we are going to be having some guests in the show, and we are going to hopefully have Monica back. Monica, she is the one who was responsible for our intro and outro, and she is over in Iraq listening, hopefully doing her thing. She is going to be getting her money together for her surgery, and she will be back in June. So hopefully next month we will have Monica and Mike back on the show with us.
Is she over there looking for Osama?
No, she is not looking for Osama. Actually, she is helping deliver supplies to the guys who are looking for Osama. She is a delivery driver, and she's doing her duty and making her money. So
fantastic.
Yeah, so hopefully we will have her back in. And is there anything else you have to say, Mel?
I don't know what... I kind of branded my bit.
We touched on the monologues. Make sure you get a chance to go see the monologues at the MCC Counseling Center. I believe it is $20, and it's a transgender cast. They've got two shows left, the 30th and the 31st. I will just be getting back in from New York City. We're going on vacation. Me and my girlfriend are celebrating our one-year anniversary. We're going to go have
Congratulations.
Fun. And we're actually going to try to go see the transgender community up there. I've been looking for it on the internet to see if we can go to a meeting.
Yeah, I'm trying to find someone so I can have a one-year anniversary with, like a year later, but I haven't had too much luck so far.
Well, if you're out there and you like motorcycles... we have a gal that's available.
Yeah,
she can change your spark plugs, too.
Oh, yeah, I can clean your pipes, whatever. But, yeah, I seem to be very attractive to, like, Indian males. I get plenty of emails from that, which, you know, the Indian doesn't bother me as much as the male.
Yeah, well, seeing the fact that you're a lesbian, that would probably be a big problem.
Yeah, I have a little difficulty with that.
Don't look at me. I'm very popular in Asia.
You're very popular in Asia?
Yeah. It's that looking like Buddha thing, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I am a Buddhist, but...
Watch out.
That's about it. So I'll burn some incense in your ear later or something.
You're crazy.
I'm a 21st century kind of guy, so it's a digital clock you got to shove in my navel.
I like the stumbling over the...
I believe it's top of the hour, and we have an announcement to make.
Oh, it is. We've been having so much fun over here.
Yes.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. I was able to get my throat cleared while we were away, so I was able to say it in one breath.
Wow. You
got your
are
throat cleared. We're not touching that one.
Oh, sweet. It's time for you to call in your pleasure support to 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. Big Roy is out there.
Waiting to talk to you.
He's way out there.
He always is way out there. And so call him up, or if you want to, you know, click off that other website, go to kpft.org. You can place your pledge there safely and securely, and... just one note, and they're saying it's you're going for After Hours. We do have extensive amounts of the average KPFT gifts, from baseball caps to shirts to the tote bag, which is very popular this year.
And if you get a shirt and you call in now, me and Melanie will autograph it for you. How about that? We'll send it to you and we'll sign it.
I think the shirts start at $90. The tote bags are... $50 for one, $75 for two or three,
and 5 for $100.
Oh, fantastic.
Anything? And those are broken down for how much a month?
$100 is 27 cents a day.
27 yeah. cents a day.
You can't even feed Sally Struthers for that. Oh, I'm sorry, Sally Struthers' kids for that.
27 cents.
We probably can't feed Sally Struthers for that either. Yeah. A lot of fried chicken for that.
For less than the cost of a paper.
That is right.
Less than the cost of a postage stamp, which I hear is going up yet again.
Went up again, yeah.
What is it, like $5 to mail a letter or something now?
Something like that, you know.
Oh, my God.
We have email. You know, basic membership starts at $35. That comes to 9 cents a day, $2.90 a month. You know, we always talk about the cocktails for KPFT. Give up one drink a month and send it to KPFT.
That's right.
That's $5. That's
yeah, what? Send the money, not the drink. Well, actually, you could probably send the drink, too, but it probably wouldn't make it to us.
All right. Bring it in. That's $5 a month. That comes to $60 over the year. That's one-tenth of your stimulus. Make us your tithe for your stimulus.
Fantastic.
Because, you know, yes. We're here
stimulus
to...
Stimulus us.
We're here to stimulate.
Stimulus us, please.
So.
Yes. We are going to be wrapping this up. Make sure you check out the TG Center website, tgctr.org. Don't forget, June 7th, we've got the training queue and the Summer 11 Genderman Show afterwards at Numbers Nightclub. And if you would like to get information on the Speakers Bureau, htuc.org. And we will see you in a month. We are going to go out. We have our outro song.
What?
Queued up?
Yep.
Do you have the thing?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, one thing I was just going to ask. Our show next week, what is going to be? Is that going to be on Pride Parade Day next week?
I believe so, next month.
Yeah, next month.
That is right.
So we will be coming fresh from the Pride Parade.
Fresh from the float.
Not fresh.
Well,
it's going to be hot. It's going
okay.
to be sticky.
Well, and we may have that not so fresh feeling, but
that's okay.
We'll
it's the radio. Going. You won't even know.
Yeah, we're not using smell-o-vision.
That's right. So. We are going to be listening to our Blondie. Take us away.
We are back. That was Blondie. So are you guys afraid of being within reach?
Not really.
Turn that one on and that one.
I didn't back up last time, did I?
No.
All right, thank you.
No, you got rubber kneed. This is After Hours. It is Slurf, our pledge drive, and although we're doing well this week, we still have last week to make up for. So at 713-526-5738. 713-GMKPFT. And waiting for everyone to come in for a round table and all the fun that ensues with that.
Well, before they come in, let me have my talk.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yay. All right. Well.
Your name?
My name is Lorenzo. And I was kind of hoping that you guys would call in with pledges for the boy auction, but I guess not. But anyways.
Well, considering the fact, you know, the closest we've had to that before was a long time ago, we had Husband Hunt. And all the Husband Hunt ever got together was a lesbian couple.
Out of a Husband Hunt?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was an interesting segment. Basically, what it was is the segment host was trying to get some.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's understandable.
And so they did this Husband Hunt trying to match up guys based off of a couple of questions. And it went nowhere.
Well, at least we tried.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Keep threatening Jimmy. We'll bring it back.
Oh.
You don't know how much fun we'd have.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, my little talk. I was kind of going to talk about a little relationship thing. I mean, how they can be pretty messed up. Some people, you know, they just want somebody to love them. Some look for, you know, a companion, mm-hmm. a husband, wife, you know, whatever. Well, I thought I found him. Well, that turned around and bit me in the butt. The first time we were together, he was pretty abusive. Not too bad, but, you know, it was just because we were messing around and we're equally matched, so we figured it'd be fun. Then, he broke up with me. We got back together the second time. And then he broke up with me after that. He said he was afraid of commitment, or he wasn't ready for commitment. Well, I was in Austin, and I called him, and we were talking, and he's like, well, I want you back. I want you to come back. So he came and picked me up. I came back to Houston, and I've only been here a week, and he's already stabbed me in the back, and he's been more abusive than before. And I'm just, I mean, I never minded the abuse, but now is when it's getting to that point where my body is getting sore from it, I can't do it anymore. And it's just unbearable. I tell my problems in trust. And he sits there and he goes around and telling everyone. I mean, I've had tonight 5 people come up to me and mention my most recent issue. And, I mean, I thought he would have kept it to himself because I trusted him for that. And he just turned around and just stabbed me in the back.
It's, you know, it's a boundary issue.
Well,
that you is what your problem sounds like. You know, you've got somebody who doesn't respect your limits physically or emotionally. And unfortunately, that's something we have in, you know, that does come up in the community. You've got some people who take that idea of machismo that they need to be, you know, to prove they're a man. And, you know, you get this in straight relationships, you get this in gay relationships, where you have somebody who's, you know, has to use force, physical force, emotional force, to get their way.
Exactly. Like, he sits there, and I'm not going to mention names. He sat there, and every time I say something and he doesn't want me to be right, he'll be like, well, I'm so-and-so, and so it's going to be my way. And it's like, so, I'm Lorenzo, but you don't see me trying to get my way.
Well, you've got a person there who doesn't want to, doesn't care about that. You know, it's not,
Well, he's just not ready for a relationship at all. I broke up with him tonight because I got tired of it. I could not do it anymore.
And you don't have to. Nobody has to go through physical or mental abuse. You know, just to get laid. You know, just to have that interest with somebody. You know, it comes down to... Let's put it this way. It's... You're demeaning your... People staying in a relationship that's filled with abuse, when they have the ability to get out of it, is more degrading, I think, than selling your body on the street.
It is.
Because there, at least there's some... You're putting a value on yourself that way. You know, for you to do that to me, that's $20, that's $40, that's $100. But to allow someone just to, you know, beat the hell out of you. And I understand there are some situations where you can't get out. You don't think you can get out because, unfortunately, you have been put into that situation that some people get to the point where, you know, I'm not worth it. You know, there's that no one will care about me because this is who I am and all that. But many things you find people who do care.
Well, it's not that he was beating the hell out of me. It wasn't. That's not the reason he did it. He did it because, you know, he says that a part of him believes that the reason he was doing that was because we're evenly matched. And if, you know, we mess around, we'll equally harm each other. I mean, but every time I tried to mess around with him in that way, he'd sit there and jump all over my ass for it and get pissed off. But yet, when he does it, oh, it's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
He wants to think that you're equals, but he wants to, but the alpha dog is coming out.
Exactly.
On that, you know.
And I mean, I love him more than anything. He asked me to come back so that we could move to Corpus Christi together and just live our life, but he won't tell anybody that we're together. And that is very hard on me. And it's...
The most important person that you have to love is yourself. You know, that is something I've gone through, I went through for many, many years of having to learn that. And it's something, you know, I've always felt you can't let somebody into your heart unless you know where you are. And if you are going to be in something like that, you know, it's not beneficial for you. It's a sad situation, and it's something that does happen throughout in the community. But, you know, it's one of those things. And, you know, it's not just a gay thing. It's not just a lesbian thing. It's a straight thing. It's a thing. And it happens with all relationships.
Well, I mean, I think I know the reason why it didn't really bother me at first was because me and my mom have this tendency of getting into relationships where we are abused in some way. And I mean, the last time my mom was in a relationship like that, she almost died, literally. The guy she was with wanted money for a beer. She wasn't gonna give it to him, so he tried to kill her. If I wouldn't have called the cops to go check on her, she would have been dead. And I guess I'm the same way. I just trust people too much, and I just take all the abuse, and it's just, it hurts emotionally, physically, and mentally.
Yeah. Have you talked with Merlin about this?
No.
Merlin would be a good source. Papa Merlin, who's one of the regulars here on our show, has talked quite frequently about being a survivor of same-sex domestic abuse. And it's, you know, it is something, you know, something we should cover here soon again. To, you know, to let people know about it. We've, you know, we talked about when the big stories happen, you know, when the guy who was killed down at Berry Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. One thing real quick. Merlin, if you are listening, could you come in here so that we can turn this into the a talk for the round table? I would appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, it's something serious that this community, that, like I said, everyone goes through at with this point. And like I said, you know, when we talk about abuse, we're not talking just
physical or emotional and all that. You know, there's that fine line between those sorts of things.
I'm rounding up the troops.
Yay!
Well, I guess it's always just something that I, you know, I don't know. I guess a part of me enjoys having the crap beat out of me half the time. I'm not sure.
No. There is, the thing is this, you know, and listening to some of the leather line leather tie segments, you'll learn that sort of thing, that there is a point in between where it crosses a line, and when it crosses that line, it's no longer out of consensual. Love or consent, you know, safe, sane, and consensual. And you know, to say that, you know, I enjoy it somewhat isn't really healthy part of it.
Well, I admit I have gotten abusive in some relationships, but that's only because, you know, it asked for it. I mean, I've had this one ex that constantly did drugs. He did meth, and he had gotten off of it for a while. And he was doing pretty good. He went about a year without it, and then he started doing it again, and I had to get a little abusive because I told him to quit, and he wouldn't listen, and he just kept smoking more and more, and I mean, I lost my temper, I lost control, and I beat the shit out of him. I couldn't help myself. I was only doing it to try to make a point, and it just got out of hand. And I just
unfortunately, part of it is a, in your situation, it sounds like it's a learned behavior of...
Well, yeah, my father had beaten me a few times in my life.
And, you know, he's probably, you know, abusive with your mother, and, you know, unfortunately, some of it, sometimes when men do that in relationships, they think they're doing it out of love. Tough love, strong love.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's out of power. It's out of, really out of fear.
There's a fine line between discipline and abuse, and some parents do tend to kind of blur those lines, and unfortunately, when you're a child, you really can't determine where that line is, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, as a child, you don't know because you haven't learned that yet.
Yeah. Well, there was this one incident where I had broken up with this guy, and he didn't like it too well. He sat there and asked me to go talk to him. I was like, all right, I'll talk to him. I'll get him to, you know, understand the reason why I broke up with him. I get down there, and he slaps me. Like, just flat out slaps me. Because my dad has attacked my mom and me, and I, you know, just went forward on him and lunged at him and, you know, beat the crap out of him. So, out of past experiences, I have just lunged at him, and I punched him in the face. He walked away with a black eye, and all I had was a hand mark on my face.
Well, something like that's more a self-defense thing. Yeah. You want to jump in here as our expert in same-sex domestic violence here, Merlin? That's why we dragged you in here. We spun the wheel, and
my
we came
first
up with one of yours.
Yay!
My first response, and I've had lots of years distance between that situation in my life, and there is never a situation wherein being the first one to strike out is a good thing. Defending oneself is one thing. I spent an awful lot of 4 years of my life defending myself.
Well, there hasn't been
and yes, when you're angry enough at somebody's somebody's behavior, it is really easy to strike out, and it is really hard to resist the urge to I have, you know, I have a very good friend who did a great many very bad things in his time. And there were a great many times when I would have loved to have slapped the ever-loving doo-doo out of him. I really would have. But I knew one thing. It would not have solved the problem. You can't fix violence with violence. It's by feeding the violence, you're simply handing them exactly what they expect. If they are used to violence, they expect, you know, handing it to them is exactly what they expect, and they'll just react the way they've always reacted. It's not. It doesn't solve anything.
Well, it really doesn't. I will say this, coming from a home where there was abuse and violence, not only towards me and my siblings, but also my mother, it's a very difficult thing to not pick up. And I do realize that I can have that tendency to be as violent as my parental unit.
Well, there have been a few instances where...
There we go. Yeah, there you go. You got it.
See, I might be blonde, but I ain't stupid. But, okay, y'all, no comment.
Yeah,
but,
there
have been a few instances where,
that's my foot you're rolling over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Well, actually, there has not been one relationship I have had where there was not violence. I mean, I would love, more than anything, to find a relationship where I don't get the snot beat out of me, and then I don't wind up doing the same thing to them. I want somebody who will love me and care for me just as much as I do them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll put it to you this way, as I was saying, because I know I have that tendency to have that violence also, and you can ask my current partner. I made a promise. I sat there, explained to him my background, and I made a verbal promise. And it's something that I have to really work on whenever I feel that I'm getting angry. Mm-hmm. But my verbal promise, and that goes to anybody that I would date, past, future, present, whatever, is if I feel I'm getting to that point, don't chase after me because I'm going to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know what's about to happen. And I'm not going to let that cycle happen.
It is always wiser to... It may be more difficult, but it is always wiser to walk away from something because you know, there for some of us, there's very few people who have ever seen me become explosively angry.
Well, I can only walk so far before I just can't take it anymore.
I mean,
there is a limit.
But the thing is to know when to turn around and walk the other way to cool down.
Well, there was one time when the guy I was dating at the time, he thought I was cheating on him, and he was just blaming me for all this stuff that's happened to him, which I had nothing to do with.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, I was so angry at him.
Mm-hmm.
I busted my own phone. I was so mad. I wanted to hit someone, but instead I took the first thing I had, which was the phone in my hand, after he hung up on me. I chunked it across the parking lot, and it shattered.
Better material object than a person.
Guess what? Phone's a whole lot less expensive than a trip to HPD.
Exactly.
Yeah, last thing I needed was to
be the boys in blue, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I wouldn't mind meeting a few more of them, but...
Okay.
Yeah, that's beside the point.
But not under those circumstances.
Well, we got a boy in blue right here.
That's not what I meant, and you know it.
Oh, darn.
And I know that like the very last time I was ever in a violent conflict with my ex other half, I was doing everything to defend my own life, including trying to twist his head off his neck.
I've tried that a few times.
You know? I mean, in the intervening years since then, it's just a thing of. No, of making certain choices in my life. I've been single since that relationship.
Well,
I've also But should I ever get into another relationship, I know one thing. My first rule is, you will never, ever raise your hand to me in anger. If somebody were to do that, two things would happen. One would be a broken hand, not mine. Second would be me walking out the door and saying, bye, I'm done. Because I won't go through that twice in a lifetime. I will never again let somebody hurt me the way I was hurt.
But I mean, you know that old saying, I'm not a fighter, I'm a lover? Or I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Well, apparently apparently you do both fairly well, Sugar. Well, from what we've seen.
I am mainly a lover. And let's leave that alone until later tonight. But anyways, I am mainly a lover. And, I mean, but when I do become a fighter, the minute I hit that person, I just beat the holy heck out of myself. Because I cannot stand being violent. I mean, I didn't like it when my father did to my mother, when her boyfriends did to her, or when my dad did to my siblings. I just could not stand it. And
Sugar, we've seen what happens to you when you get into violent conflicts.
Yeah, my butt still hurts.
That wasn't a violent conflict.
Well, I think so. It's still bruised.
Well, I wasn't talking about that end of your body. I was talking about the time somebody tried to rearrange your nose all over your face.
Yes. Well, see, gay bashing is one thing. I mean, that's because they're
That's defending
ignorant.
Your life.
Yes. Well, I never threw a swing at them. I actually sat
it's
there
rather,
and
it's
took
rather
the abuse.
Difficult to do that when you're getting the tar kicked out of you.
Okay.
Good choice of words.
After getting jumped by three guys, I walked away with one black eye,
a
busted nose, and a couple of bruised ribs. And everybody was wondering, well, if you got jumped by three guys, why did you walk away with so little? And I was like, well, because...
Probably because they decided that enough was enough.
No, actually, because
unlike some people who might have kept hitting until you were dead.
Well, actually, it's because from experiences of my dad beating me, I figured out ways of, you know, protecting my body and getting less marks put onto it than if I just sat there flat out and took every swing.
Sort of armadillo mode. Crawl into a ball and hope
pray
you don't
for the
hit
best.
And pray for the best.
No, actually, all I did was just, I was just standing there and they had me up against, because it was over one of those bridges over a creek. They had me up against the wall, and I just had my arm over my face. I mean, by the time they were done, my clothes were covered in blood, but, you know...
Probably mainly from
blood,
the nose.
Well, yeah, but blood, you know, can rebuild in your body.
Makes
so,
you look very Aztec now. Like a little ridge going on.
Actually, that... Well, I can't say that, but
never mind.
It's mainly the Mexican in me, too. Because it had a little lump, but after getting busted twice, you know, it... Became a little bigger and more Aztec, whatever. Aztecish. There we go.
Aztecish.
Is that really a word?
Probably not.
But no, but
for purposes of this show,
or shall we call that one a gayism?
A gayism.
It's a gayism, honey. Because okay. Well, that and a blondism.
It's a blondism.
A blondism. Well, honey, don't you see
that has a lot of those?
No, honey, those are blonde moments. Blondisms are just why I can't think of the right word.
Right.
Wait, what's that difference? Is a blonde moment. Never mind, it is all blondism.
What's the difference, darling?
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Well, hey, I can't help it. I did not ask to be born blonde and ditzy. I asked to be born with a big...
yeah.
Part, but...
In Oklahoma?
Yeah. Actually, just about everywhere I've been, but you know,
no,
can't help it.
No, he'd be in the porn version Oklahoma.
Actually, I almost got a job with Falcon, but they said I was too wide.
I don't need to know about
they Falcon. Said, no, I sat there in front of the guy that was looking for the people, the scout.
Mm-hmm.
The talent scout?
Yeah, the talent scout.
Quote, unquote.
The Boy Scout. But
no, I don't even want to know what kind of requirements it takes to be a talent scout.
But listen, this is what I don't understand. I sat there, and he asked me to take off my clothes, so I sat there and did it. He said I was too pale, I needed to go get tan. He said my body wasn't built enough. I mean, he said it was nice, and it was almost there. I just needed to go to
tan. There are just some boys who don't look good with a tan. And the blonder you are, I think the more freakish it is.
When you're tanner.
When you're tanner.
After he said that, he showed me the website.
Makes you look like the Eloy from, you know, Time Machine. Anyhow.
Well, but actually, think about the guys in Falcon anyway.
But,
I mean, come
yeah,
on.
But he showed me his website and every guy he has enrolled into it.
Mm-hmm.
There have been guys on there who had beer bellies that were doing Falcon videos. He had guys that were wider than me. They were wider than Casper. And they were still doing those movies. He said, I was too white and my body was not built enough. I do not understand that. The only... Oh my God, I mean...
Well, he was probably trying to do a particular type of film.
Actually, that he was doing... He was looking for somebody who can take both ends.
Sugar.
Of every film.
Sugar, darling. The closest I ever want to see you to a beating...
Is when you're doing it.
In the future... Is either when I'm doing it or in a movie, because I don't want to I don't want to hear about any more of this violence nonsense with you.
Well, you saw somebody in the room over there. You should do a little beating of their own.
Yeah,
and he knows who he is. Actually, there's about one. Two, all right. Back on topic.
Stop it. You are not right.
Wait, what topic were we on?
So what do we have on the websites tonight?
Yes.
I was showing other things.
Sorry. The figures you would be.
Now, Chris.
No, there was
unless
nothing dirty.
I'm looking, don't be showing.
Nothing dirty, just scary.
Okay, you know, there is some truth.
Oh,
speaking
my God.
Speaking of scary.
Speaking
and
of scary.
And it walks
I'm
in
blind.
The room.
I am blind.
Y'all know y'all liked it.
No, I didn't.
Honey, I like this one, and I like a couple out there. That's about it.
Whoa. Sugar plum.
Oh.
Darling.
Okay, I thought you were going to talk to me about them. honey, the closest thing to sugar plum I am is a god dang fairy. Okay, thank you.
Dang fairy. That's cute. Oh. I
like that. Nice save on his part.
Nice save. Good.
So what's on Tola Road tonight?
All right.
Hey, that's not what you were saying when those whip women were beating the crud out of me.
Well, I wasn't here on that night.
Yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
All right.
Oh, wait, you left early.
All right.
I wasn't even here.
All right, gentlemen.
Virgin.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Yes. Can I pour you a hot steaming cup of shut the up?
Can I have some of that?
Wait a minute. I think I got a bag of shh over here.
Don't forget this. We got a whole bag of shh with your name on it.
I think it's right
here's
down.
A whole bag
I
of
think,
shit.
I think it's under no, the table
a,
down here.
No, here's a whole bag of shh. All right, but we can't end that word on the air.
Okay, if he went up for Pride Day.
If he was any more of a big bag of shit, he'd be little.
I can show y'all what I'll be doing for Pride.
Yeah, right now, Chris, you know you love me.
Somebody put
you
something
know you
in
love
that
me.
Mouth,
Jeff,
please.
Don't you soon.
Why don't you? So I'm going to be there for lineup.
Oh, good for you.
Well, I'll be there.
I'm going to be helping out with the festival all day starting at 6 a.m.
Ah,
well, I'll probably be walking around taking
you're
pictures.
You're still having a festival?
Yes, and it's free.
Well, there's a brilliant idea.
Yes.
Well, I have already decided that I'm taking my usual Saturday, where I usually work, I'm taking that day off so that I can join Merlin down there.
Are you going to walk with the pagans?
Yes, I'm going to walk with the pagans this year.
Yeah,
it'll be my first year.
So
it'll be my first time in the Houston Gay Pride.
Oh, cool.
For you. Well, so, I did invite you to.
So. No, you didn't.
Well, I'll be a spectator.
I told you.
You can.
Always.
I will be with my group once again. And are you ready for
you can't be an athlete, at least be an athletic supporter.
Yeah.
Well,
my group has been doing the parade
no,
for 7 years now.
Yes.
In those 7 years, the latest call I've ever gotten as to whether we were going to be in the parade was a week before the parade.
Oh, my. This year will be the
this
exception.
Year is the exception in the extreme.
Oh.
Our first meeting was in January.
Yay.
I was like, yeah.
Wow, you're going to be in the front of the parade.
We know what we're going to do. We have an idea of what our float's supposed to look like and everything.
Has it been started?
Okay, question is, has it been built yet?
No, it hasn't been built yet.
Y'all only got 3 weeks to do this.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You wait
please.
Till the last weekend.
Please. We
need your help in here.
We have put together some pretty neat stuff.
Wow.
a week before the parade, so, you know, so, we've always done all right.
Are we going to need Mikey's help putting this one together?
Hey, we, last year, are you ready? The part of our float wanted, the lights, it rained that day. The lights on our float, part of our pentacle, wanted to go out 5 minutes before the parade started.
Well, you know what? Next
so
thing what?
So over. We rigged glow sticks, the glow bands, you know, the ones that you make necklaces out of.
Oh, yeah.
Into the ring, so that we had a glow in the dark ring around our pentacle, where it was supposed to be, 5 minutes before the parade started, and it worked.
Ingenuity.
There you
Never
go.
Never let it to be said that. You know, a bunch of queer pagans can't organize a damn thing.
I will probably be marching.
God has helped us all.
Again.
Of course.
Yay.
Well, actually, not.
In your gayest pink shirt.
Are they going to be pushing the car again?
No. It's a different vehicle.
Oh, does anybody remember the year that those two cars that were part of a car dealership group actually died during the parade? Please, it's not a good advertisement for a dealership.
Please say it wasn't my dealership.
No.
I have
marched, thank you.
I have marched in
it was
the
hysterical
Houston Pride Parade for the last 20 years, except for 1 year. Yes.
Well, you know, I find it funny that the 1 year that I actually went to the mandatory meeting was the year I was in the hospital for the parade.
Just don't go to that meeting again.
Yeah, I've been told by my group that I'm not allowed to go to the mandatory meeting ever again.
Well, you know what? When somebody gets in the parade with convertible, I'll be on the back waving like the queen.
I was going to say, Lorenzo, what are you going to be doing?
I can't mention it on air, honey.
Well, you know what he's doing.
If you can't mention it on air, you can't.
You can't do it in the parade.
I think Chris is kind of upset. He wants us to do something else.
Well, maybe also
some leather gloves and some vinyl gloves that go up to here. No, anyhow.
Well, I can show y'all a little bit.
That's fine.
Ow!
That's fine with me.
Now,
but Jimmy, you can help me figure out what I'll do for the parade.
Well, didn't Chris already help earlier?
Chris, help us out here.
It has to be legal, though. Legal.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're a group. Our float's a parade, a float full of pagans, right?
Yes.
The theme is we are family.
Yes.
We are family.
Pagans are very into nature.
Yes, they are. Yes.
Oh,
family.
Yes.
Family tree.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It's going to be fabulous. It really will.
And fabulous.
I'll be on the top of that tree.
We might even have
I'll
music
light it up like Christmas
to go with it. Because, you know, we're always competing. You have to compete. You always end up having to compete with, like, a radio station or one of the Jesus Freak groups.
They are not freaks.
I am
one of them, honey.
Yeah, you're a lot of things, but...
Anyhow. Why ain't nobody complain about it?
Well, sugar, the closest you get to God is screaming, "Oh God! Oh God! Oh God!"
Only when my heels are pointing towards them.
Yeah.
Oh.
They don't call them hallelujah heels for nothing.
Darling, the helium in those legs doesn't
count. Of heel. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the parade.
Oh, yeah, me
Hopefully
too.
It's a nice day.
I can't wait. It'll be my first year. Can you believe that?
I can believe almost
anything.
I'm
a bad gay.
It'll be my first one in Houston. I've been in several before, but my first one in Houston.
Very cool.
Well, every time
this is the 30th year, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yay.
Sad that I know that.
You know, oddly enough, I'm not hearing nearly enough hype about the fact that it's the 30th year.
Well, I'm surprised it's gone this long.
For some reason, 30 isn't as big a deal as, say, 25, 50, you know.
It never is, unfortunately.
21.
You know, 30 years is not considered a big thing, unfortunately. I learned that trying to get stuff together for my parents' 30th anniversary. Like, there's nothing about that.
Yeah,
nice round number.
It's, I mean, you know.
Or how about your 30th birthday?
30th.
Gay middle age.
It's really no big deal.
Gay middle age? What's that? Do I get my discount?
The thing is, I turn.
Not till you hit 50, honey.
Okay, 55.
You
know,
you get the discount at Luby's.
That's gay middle age.
You fake your age, don't you? Just to get free food.
Because, you know,
always.
40 is is halfway in the grave, darling.
Thank you.
You gotta be careful because, you know, when I mentioned getting around 30, you know, feeling bad about it and all that, you know, my parents threw me a Spider-Man themed birthday party.
Oh my. Aww, that felt sweet.
At least your parents threw you a party.
The cute Tobey Maguire theme,
Spider-Man.
The 1970s cartoon version.
Oh my.
Yeah.
The closest thing to a party I got was there was a rainbow.
Hey, there was an airbrushed dragon on my birthday cake this past weekend.
Outstanding. Oh, dang, Merlin. That's
Merlin,
how you get
old. I got something here that would just. You love to hear.
Now, why they chose a dragon, they couldn't find a unicorn, I don't know.
But they must have been thinking of me because that's
real.
My symbol. That's
I have a story here from SoulRoad.com that you Trekkies would appreciate.
Oh.
Oh, bring it on, bring
yes,
it on.
Yes, yes. George Takei will marry his partner. Let's see, what's his name? Brad Altman. They've been together for 21 years. So they're going to take their vows.
Are they doing it in California?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Obviously. Outstanding.
If any of you guys are listening, I'm single.
Well, me too.
He's single, ready to mingle, and his legs are open.
yes, they are.
I'm young, dumb, and full of cum.
Yes, he
Thank
is.
Thank you.
Yep.
He's
Jimmy, you can always have me.
No.
I thought he already did. Anyway.
Oh. Well, Chris had him earlier.
So did Wes.
Dirty boy.
I wasn't the only one.
Right. Okay.
Let's
kid.
Break with tradition and not worry about getting our asses thrown off the air following a pledge drive.
Go trigger.
Moving
no comment on that.
Back
one.
To the story.
Well, we're not really talking dirty.
Back to the story, Jose.
Over.
Anyway.
Well, he's stopping us.
Yeah, over in Italy.
Let's go across the pond, Italy. Here, this is the.
That's a little
this
bit
comes
further
through,
than
Reuters.
The pond, but okay.
This is dated May 19th here.
Italy's new minister for equal opportunities has angered rights groups by refusing to back gay pride marches because she says gays no longer suffer discrimination in Italy. Yeah. The appointment of 32-year-old former Miss Italy contestant and television showgirl Mara Confagna.
Carfagna.
Whoa. She's got fag in her name.
Yeah, I noticed that too earlier.
It's kind of a giveaway.
To the Equal Opportunities Post, is seen by some rights groups as a deliberate provocation by the conservative Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi.
And I paraphrase once again, you, ma'am, are an idiot.
All right. Hey. Against, but isn't she practicing discrimination by making that statement?
No. It gets better. Berlusconi.
Yeah, pretty much.
A 71-year-old media mogul portrays himself as an unashamedly old-fashioned, quote-unquote, ladies' man and earned a public reprimand from his long-suffering wife referring publicly with women politicians, including Carfagna. During the campaign, he said women on the right were prettier and called his older women supporters the quote-unquote menopause section.
Nice.
Oh, there's a nice way to lose a whole stingent.
Oh, yeah.
In Italy, there's a nice way to lose a couple of parts you might want to keep.
That too.
Carfagna said in comments published on Monday she would not back a June gay pride event in Bologna. Because gay pride events are, in her words, pointless.
Oh, okay. Where does she live? I will go and slap the crud out of her.
Okay, homosexuality.
She's in Italy.
That would be a very long.
Hey,
I don't think you can take the bus.
Hold on. Didn't we spend the first 15 minutes about the segment talking about violence not solving anything?
Yeah.
Exactly. And here you want to go bitch slap a bitch.
Yeah. Hey, worth it. You call pride pointless.
Okay, she says that homosexuality is no longer a problem, at least not the way the organizers of these demos believe, she said. Gay Pride's real aim is official recognition for homosexual couples on a level with marriage. I cannot agree with that. She goes on to say, gone are the times when homosexuals are declared mentally ill. Nowadays, they are integrated into society. She said she would sponsor seminars dealing with discrimination and violence against gay people. The rights group Ars Gay asked how she could say gay people suffer discrimination in a country where they are forced to hide their sexual orientation at home, school, and at work.
Or the Vatican.
Okay.
Or the
Isn't Italy the home of the Vatican?
Yes.
Yes.
I was going to say.
The world's smallest country, but it's, you know.
Well, and the world's largest discriminatory pond.
Yeah. I mean, a billion Catholics on the planet, and they're all being preached to about the evils of homosexuality by a man who lives in a castle surrounded in gold and wears a dress.
And fashionable shoes.
And fashionable shoes.
And every man under him playing with the little boys.
Yeah.
He's just trying to make a fashion statement.
Now, the article goes on. This is from Aurelio Mancuso, head of Ars Gay, says that Carfagna lived in a fairy tale land. He said 14 gays or lesbians had been murdered in Italy in the last 2 years.
Well, I ain't going there on vacation.
So,
okay. Well,
but gays don't have any problems in Italy at all.
No, of course not. And it goes on to say that 50 have suffered grave violence and thousands have been discriminated against.
Oh, yeah, they haven't had problems.
So, no.
Was that fairy tale land Never Never Land?
Yeah.
I hope so.
No, because in Never Never Land, that's Neverland, I'm sorry.
I'm not talking about Michael Jackson. That's for another show.
Oh, that'll be probably next weekend, honey.
The center-left government that collapsed in January failed to win legal status for same-sex unions due to opposition from Roman Catholic politicians. Italy is in a dwindling group of European countries not to have recognized gay marriage or civil unions.
The United States is one of them.
What I find interesting is, you know, we bitch about the status quo in our government here. In governments like in Italy and several, you know, Russian / Slavic countries, you know, they get into disagreements. They get into fistfights in their congresses, in their various bodies of legislature. I mean, you know, here, while I believe that violence solves nothing, I mean, maybe the Republicans and the Democrats need to, you know, just duke it out once in a while.
Take a page out of their book.
Show a bit of passion.
Show a bit of passion, exactly.
Between Congress and, you know, taking it to the streets. You know, you see all these riots in other countries over, you know, real causes.
Yeah.
And here it's like, it's, you know.
And that's the one thing about our current situation and this current election cycle, which I am at least somewhat excited about, is that on some level, for the first time in my, I've seen a couple of presidents come and go in 40 years of living. For the first time in history, it's like people give a crap. You know? Yeah. It's like that, you know, I mean, people are turning out for primaries in numbers that they didn't show up for the general elections in past years. I mean, so on some level, only knows what it'll do for the gay community as far as issues like gay rights and
everything.
But it indicates that at least on some level, people are starting to care again about what happens to them instead of sitting back and letting the stuff happen to
like
them.
With Bush.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the interesting thing is going to be seeing is how now the gay marriage debate is going to factor in to this. I mean, in California, are they going to be able to put a constitutional amendment in place to counteract what the California Supreme Court
I think all 50 states should
said?
Well, the thing is probably eventually somebody's going to get a little bee in their bonnet, so to speak, and it's going to go to the federal constitution, which will then overwrite anything in the state constitution.
Well, in a sense, yes, and in a sense, no. It's the only part where the federal, because the federal government has ceded the rights to establish marriage rules to the states, and Congress cannot. Is not allowed officially to change state laws.
Right.
They threaten it, you know, like like the drinking age.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a national drinking age. All 50 states are 21 years of age.
only because the federal government said, if you don't raise it to 21, you're not getting any highway dollars from me.
Right.
The only thing of what they can do with a constitutional amendment is basically...
threaten people's pocketbooks and amazing what you can do.
Would be a
I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, they have to reword the constitutional amendment they want to do to remove the full faith and credit clause of the Constitution, not one of the amendments, the Constitution,
right,
which says basically what one state says, another state has to honor. That's why ditzy-headed, drunk singers can go to Las Vegas and marry their high school friend
and get divorced 48
and get it annulled 48 hours later, and it be recognized that it never occurred. But if she hadn't had it annulled, it would have counted when she went back to Louisiana, and they could have hung the marriage certificate on the gate on the shack.
Okay, y'all, leave my past occurrences alone. Okay, thank you.
But that's a simple fact, is that that's why you're able to go to Las Vegas and get married if you're straight, and go to Reno and get divorced if you're straight, is because of what's called the full faith and credit clause in the Constitution. That's the part that would have to be changed
now,
as part of the Constitution.
On the flip side of Italy's conservatism, the president, let's see, Mariella Castro, daughter of President Raul Castro, she is an outspoken advocate of gay rights, and she presided over a massive state-backed rights rally over the weekend to mark the International Day Against Homophobia.
Which we heard so much press about here in the United States.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember hearing so much about that.
The meeting at a convention center in Havana's Vidado district may have been the largest gathering of openly gay activists ever on the communist-run island. President Raul Castro's daughter, Mariella, who has promoted the rights of sexual minorities, presided. This is a very important moment for us, the men and women of Cuba, because for the first time we can gather this way, speak profoundly with scientific basis about these topics, said Castro, director of Cuba's Center for Sexual Education. Mariella Castro joined government leaders and hundreds of activists in one-day conference for an International Day Against Homophobia that featured shows, lectures, panel discussions, and book presentations. A station also offered blood tests for sexually transmitted diseases.
Don't you love it when the children of uptight leaders come out of the closet?
Well, she's not
coming
out
as gay.
She doesn't say she's lesbian, but the fact is, she wouldn't be coming out because it's a left wing. Remember,
well, she'd be a bigger supporter if she joined us.
It's conservative right wingers that foster gay children. MSNBC also reported that Brokeback Mountain was broadcast on primetime Cuban state television.
Woohoo!
Wow.
That must have been quite a shock.
They're also considering
probably went over like a lead balloon.
They're also considering a draft gay rights bill, which is said to be considered by the Cuban parliament in June. So,
we should have one of those here. I swear we should.
The sex scene in that must have been a shocker.
No more defrocked priests.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Gay boy band mogul Lou Pearlman was sentenced to 25 years for scamming millions of dollars from investments and banks over a period of 2 decades. He's the old white chubby guy who liked to get teenage boys together and have them sing in harmony.
Okay, let's not talk about Virgin now.
His latest group that I saw a thing of here, US5, I guess it's, you know, like the newest incarnation of what NSYNC would be.
Or the Backstreet Boys. Or
yeah.
NSYNC.
The Backdoor Boys.
There's five of them. I think the youngest one now is 15 or 16.
Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah.
The oldest one's 22, and there was kind of a gay scandal thing. They had a picture of him in the bathroom with one of his bandmates.
No, honey, that was me.
And it was reported that...
You wish.
You know, he came out saying, you know, we weren't... You know, I was not being Lewinsky'd. I got sick and was getting help. He drank too many Coca-Colas.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what they call it now, huh?
Right.
We're coming up here to the end of the show.
It's been real. It's been fun.
It's been real.
Buonanotte. We're done.
Good night, kids.
Show off.
You've been listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. We want to thank Paul and Wayne and Robert for their generous pledges of support here to show. You've got a couple of minutes here to put to join them at 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, or you can go to the website, kpft.org, and you can place your pledge of support there safely and securely, and we would appreciate that. We'll be back next week. It's the fifth Saturday. We'll be doing some music interviews. We'll have Theater Suburbia in. Lise will be hanging around with us some more. So, until the next time, this has been After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. Listener-sponsored, commercial-free, Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
It's the creative use of sound to transport you from your home or car to a desert in the Middle East or the middle of a concert hall. It's refined radio for people who want to be engaged by stories and music, minus the shock value that commercial media often uses to try to get your attention. At KPFT, the bottom line isn't profit, it's public service. And that's why we're asking for your gift today, to help keep KPFT public radio on the air. You do that by giving a gift that reflects the value you receive from KPFT and an amount that fits your budget. Our volunteers can help you decide when you call 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-5738. You can also help on our secure website at kpft.org. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.